Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
To the turn of the century, 95% of the people inside the United States were self-employed. Immediately after the turn of the century, we got 95% of the people working for just 5% of the population. What happened? Well, we have a lot of people that pay attention to television. You see your politicians will come on there and they'll talk about the problems that we have, and then they're talking about they're doing everything that they can to make sure that we provide more jobs. Well, if you're providing more jobs, common sense tells me that there'll be more and more people that are working for somebody else. When are you going to tell us about the people who are self-employed? You know, like the 95% in the beginning when we were prosperous people. But that's not the case. However, what we're here doing is we're providing you an opportunity to be an employer instead of an employee, so that you can provide opportunity for other employers to be self-employed. Go to www.tahakapowernomics.net. That's www.tahakapowernomics.net. Once you sign up for the Platinum Matrix, you can receive absolutely free Tahaka Archives Master Library. We'll give that to you absolutely free as a result of you taking responsibility for your own self and then becoming an employer instead of an employee. Okay, brothers and sisters, listen up. If you got a problem with getting rid of your mortgage contract, if you're receiving anything in the mail from them, if you got a problem with student loans, banks, credit card companies, child support, the Internal Revenue Service, go to newfreehelpgroup.com. That's www.newfreehelpgroup.com. And when you get there, contact me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, area code 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we get you set up to get rid of the whole thing. www.newfreehelpgroup.com.
Welcome, Morris and Morris Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay. And this evening, it's time to get down to business in 2014. That's tonight's broadcast, and this is what we're going to be dealing with. I hope you got your paper and pencil handy, because we're going to give you some information, some things that you can use to change circumstances going into the new year. And at the end of the year, we should have some things worked out, okay, with this information. Tonight we're going to have some special guests that will be with us. The brothers from Red Pill, Blue Pill should be with us down here at the summit. And by the way, for all of you who did not come down to the Morris Summit that was held here in January the 10th and 11th, you really missed something. Because the people that came, they walked away with something. They got a tremendous amount of information. We exchange information with each other, and they're well on their way to changing their circumstances in their lives, okay? We will be hosting the summit again in August, but this time we will be in Atlanta. And stay tuned for information about that coming up in the next few weeks and months, okay? All right. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will be hosting our wealth-building class. We're going to come with a whole new set of things for you to deal with there. So make sure you dial into your wealth-building class at that number, 712-432-3100. That's 712-432-3100. The access code is 865-074. Once again, 865-074, and that will be at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night, which is Wednesday. Also, Thursday night at 8 p.m., I think it will be Central Time. I'll get that information out and put it up on Facebook, throw it out there as much as I can. I will be a guest on the African History Network with Brother Michael Imhotep. He wants me to be his guest, so I'll be there on his network. So tune into that broadcast. We'll be dealing with your mortgage, rights to travel, and all that good stuff. So make sure you're there and catch that, okay? That's Thursday night at 8 p.m., I think it's Central Time or Eastern Time, but I'm going to put this information out. I'll be your guest on the African History Network show with Brother Imhotep, okay? All right. Now, tonight we're going to be dealing with what should Moors be doing financially in 2014. How should the Moors make their money work for them? We're going to talk about that tonight. What and when should Moors teach their children about money? Why is this subject so vital in 2014 compared to previous years? These are just a few of the topics that we're going to touch on. So y'all hold your hat, make sure you get your pencil and paper ready, and so we can get rolling with this thing, okay?
It's real simple. First you get the power, then you get the money as a result of having the power, and as a result of having the two, now you're officially ready for the girl. Most of us do not understand inside the United States the reason why we as people of African descent are in the condition that we are in is because we have no businesses, we have no power, we have no wealth. All the other countries that are here, if you look at the Koreans, the Japanese, the Chinese, the nail industry, the hair industry, and so on and so forth, you don't see these people filling the prisons. Why? Because these people have functioning businesses. Get your own business. Go to newfreehelpgroup.com. Click on the link to Hawker Powernomics Network. And when you do, call me, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the smokiness business going right now, which will generate the capital and set up the network for you to accumulate the wealth you need, and that way you can take back your communities, take your neighborhoods, and transform them into thriving communities. Call me, Tahaka Mount Elbe, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to www.newfreehelpgroup.com. Examine that page. Just check out everything on the page. Check out the links. Check out the video. Call me, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. The first thing that I want to discuss with you all this evening is a banking strategy that we have been using here in Florida that works quite well. And on your paper, if you would take and put you four big squares on that piece of paper and then label those 1 through 4, bank 1, bank 2, bank 3, bank 4. Now, what we're going to do with bank 1 is we want to make regular deposits. It doesn't matter if you're making $10 deposits, $20 deposit, $30 deposit, doesn't really matter what you're putting in there. As long as we are concerned with one word, the word deposit. We don't want the word withdrawal to appear nowhere at any given time because we are trying to accomplish something. So our goal is to deposit small amounts of money until we reach the goal of $400 in that account. We want to make sure that we have this set up on the checking account, the highest interest-bearing account that $400 could be attached to. Deposit, 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 deposit is what we are after. Okay? After we have done that for a few months and we've gotten up to $400, we don't want to put no strain on the crane. We just want to put a little bit in at a time so it don't hurt us, because we know that every dollar we get, we're going to pay ourselves first before even looking at a light bill, a water bill, a rent, or anything else. When you get that paycheck on Friday, the first thing you're going to do is pay yourself a small percentage of that, put that down in your asset section, because we're going from asset to income. We're not going from asset to expenses and then out the expense section and never saving anything and never having anything and ending up at the end of the year with nothing. We're dealing with moving our assets, making our assets make money for us going into the income section. So we got the banks. We got $400 in the first bank. Now, after we get those $400 in the first bank, we're going to go to the bank, and we're going to tell them that we're going to need $400 in the form of a loan. And we want to use our $400 as collateral in bank number one. Then we're going to walk across the street to bank number two, deposit those $400 on that loan in the bank number two, let it sit there. We're going to go back and make payments on the loan that we got from bank number one. The bankers in bank number one will ask you, would you like us to automatically debit your payment for the loan once a month? The answer is a big fat no. What we're going to do is walk in the bank and make the payment. We don't want any electronic anything going on, because the only word we're concerned about is what? The word deposit, okay? So we are making these payments. You might want to do that monthly. You might want to put $50 in there monthly, or weekly, or biweekly, as long as we make those payments on time until we pay that loan off with a little interest they'll charge you for giving you the loan. Okay, that's no big deal. Then we're going to go over to bank number two, and we're going to duplicate the same process after we have finished paying off the loan in bank number one. We're going to start making little small deposits in bank number two, and you can do this thing simultaneously with both banks if you want to, but we don't want to put any strain on the crane. We want to make sure that the cables remain able. So we're going to go in and put these payments into the bank, and after we put an additional $400 in the bank number two, then we are going to get a loan from bank number two, walk around the corner to bank number three, deposit those $400, go back to bank number two, and start making your payments on that loan you got at bank number two. Don't worry about what else you got in there. We're not concerned about that. The only thing that we're concerned about is one word, and that word is deposit, deposit, deposit. If anything gets in your way, or anybody gets in your way about the word withdrawal, remove them out of your way, because they're interfering with something. You're on a mission, you got a plan, you're executing your plan. Okay? Now, after we pay off bank number two by using the same process of walking into bank number two, not having anything automatically withdrawn about anything. We're not doing that. We're manually walking into the bank and making our payment on our loan. If we're doing this monthly, it's fine. If you're doing it every 2 weeks, it's fine. As long as we make those payments, make them on time, we ain't doing none of this about hours running late. We ain't doing none of that, okay? We don't want any blemishes on the record, all right? So we get bank number two paid off, and we've made our little deposits in there, so now we can go to bank number two and tell them, bank number three, and start making some deposits around there and until we get up to 400, and then we'll get a loan. And keep in mind, the loan that you got is already backed up by your own security that you have in the bank, because you're only getting a loan based on the money that you already have in there, okay, as collateral. And then we're going on around there to bank number four, put those 400 in bank four. We're going to repeat the process. Now, when you get to bank four, you're going to do the same exact thing, but you're going to take those $400 loan and walk back up to bank number one and deposit that in the bank number one and go back and exhaust the procedure on bank four. Okay? Now, at that point, now you have now, if everything is done just right, the record's clean, you weren't running late, you didn't default on any payments, you weren't running late on any payments. So now we are ready to deal with the fact that the bank will have to issue the fact that you have what's called certified credit, AAA certified credit with that banking institution, because you have shown the bank that you were able to carry out this procedure from start to finish. There are no blemishes on the record. The only thing that's on the record is the word deposit. Now, if anybody got any questions about what I said, go ahead and raise your hand, and I'll open up the lines and find out what you got on your mind. Area code 347. Tell me who you are, where you calling from.
Peace, brother. Peace, brother. Blue Pill.
Brother Blue Pill, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, indeed.
To More Talk 100, man. Hey, man,
absolutely.
I'm certainly glad you're here, and I enjoyed you guys at the summit, man, and I got to get back with you, man. I got to get back with you.
Yep.
I was looking around here, and I remember you took my number, but I didn't get you guys' number, and I've been trying to get a hold of y'all to make sure that you come on the broadcast. But y'all got to get
on. You put the signal out in the universe. We picked up on the signal, and we are here. We're in class. We're in attendance. I'll fall back and let anyone else that has any questions pertaining to your demonstration ask the questions, but we're here when you need us, okay?
All right. Well, I
appreciate, you know, this lesson that you're putting forth. It's so important and imperative to share this financial information with the people. I mean, imagine if we had a nation, right, under one groove, following this particular, you know, this advice, this transaction, this referendum, to get their act together.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is very, very important. There are a lot of us who don't have accounts. A lot of us don't have this information. So if we're going in, we're right at the top of the year. We're in the month of January, midways in the month of January. And now it's time to get this stuff out, and if everybody get on the bandwagon and go to doing this thing, see, it's one thing to know something, but to actually do it, that's where the necessary change come in. That's when you're going to actually succeed. This is something that we are actually doing here. It's working. You don't have to rush anything. You might start off with one bank and then get the next one and then the next one, because you don't need before. You're only dealing with $400 a pop. And you're juggling those $400, and the $400 loan ain't nothing to pay off a little bit at a time. Just take your time, you know. And I went over to you guys' website, and I know you have you all are part of the Empower Network. And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, Empower Network is it's a blogging platform, and our group over there, we call it KTL Empowerment. You know, of course, those initials stand for Know the Ledge, which is our brand, which is our vehicle. And what I found is that being on Facebook, you know, I saw so many people posting wonderful information, but not understanding that they were pretty much working for Mark Zuckerberg and the other millionaire, billionaire investors that are part of that particular platform. So we decided to participate in the Empower Network, which is a blogging platform that allows you to control not only your content, but the returns on your content and pretty much the returns on your investment. If you're taking time out to post status updates, if you're taking time out to press and share articles that are on your timeline, why not put them into your network and do the same thing and become compensated for them? Why not, if you have a company, right, why not participate in their blogging platform system, which helps you rank higher than any other or the majority of these other systems? You're definitely not ranking higher if you're throwing up statuses or posting links on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? There's no return on your investment. So if anyone understands internet marketing and SEO, it was a wonderful move. And I have a campaign called Get Your Story Out. Everybody has a story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Few people have products. Other people are very ambitious about these ideas that they have pertaining to products or pertaining to improvements upon other people's products. So how else are networks going to get a chance to interact, interface, if you don't know who's part of your network? Oftentimes when we go to lectures and we're speaking to people, we make, you know, we put an emphasis on the audience. We say, well, who's in the audience? We want to know who's here. You know what I'm saying? You just didn't come here to hear what we have to say. When are we going to take time out to find out who's sitting in front of us? Because you got a story. You got products more than likely. Or you might have a connect or a plug that improve upon our products or skill set. Something to offer right. to make the dialogue that much more powerful and empowering. So that's where KTL Empowerment comes in, and that's why we chose to roll with Empowerment Network. And Empowerment Network offers some very key and vital tools that helps any internet marketer strengthen their marketing, okay? And that aspect of marketing is very important right now because the majority of the world are doing business on their mobile phone. So if we're talking about becoming, you know, a powerful nation, if we're talking about being able to be financially sovereign and standing on our own, you know, and people walking away from becoming, from being wage slaves and standing on, you know what I'm saying, their own and pursuing their dreams, how else are we going to do that if we don't know the necessary things that it takes to be proficient in these particular fields of marketing?
You're right. You're absolutely correct. I was, I had joined up once before with the Empower Network, and I had got it all hooked up and stuff and was rolling with it for a while. And I learned a great deal from dealing with the blogging platform. It's a very, very powerful blogging platform. And the only thing that I seen that I had to do was post the articles, put the links in that, and it kept me in the major search engine. So it's a fantastic tool to use that
yes.
Empower Network. It's an opportunity to make money from it, too. What about you guys' website? How can people get a hold of you and go over and look at your website and see what you all got going?
Well, they can go straight to ktlempowerment.com if they want to find out about the services pertaining to that group. Individually, we have our own businesses, and I will furnish the family with the websites pertaining to that. So for me, for my health and wellness beverages and my different products that are under that banner, they can go to Ocean 14 Corp. That's Ocean, the numbers 14corp.com, Ocean 14 Corp. That's the home of Seven Heaven Sea Moss and Soul Gold Water, which is alkalized, mineralized, ionized water. We have alkaline water with mineral gold in it, with liquid crystallized mineral gold in it. You know, I have silver, copper, platinum, zinc, a bunch of different variances of minerals in fully charged alkalized water. And all of those minerals serve different purposes. There are two main health issues on the planet, one being malnutrition, the other being dehydration. So we are tackling those twin pillars, those twin problems of health, via the products that we offer on this website. You know what I'm saying? The profit did come with elixirs, you heard? So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have,
okay, now,
we got the water over there, and also have a jewelry site for the power pieces, the amulets.
Okay, now that's fantastic. Now, I've seen that up close. I seen the jury up close, man, and I went to going back searching all over everywhere, trying to find that jury, man, and I need to get over there so I can take a look at that. Because I definitely want to get some of that. And
mypowerpieces.com. Yes, the online destination for that site is mypowerpieces.com. Okay.
Mypowerpieces.com.
Yes.
Mypowerpieces.com. Okay.
Yes, we want to empower the wearer of this jewelry with empowerment by way of these stones. Stones as minerals from the earth all have different particular strengths. They all have particular uses. Nothing that is furnished on this planet is without use. Everything is not only with use, but is complementary to us in some degree or another. So based on a person's astrological sign, right, their zodiac orientation, when they were furnished and came to this planet, right, with their particular assignment and their modus operandi to operate on this planet and whichever way in which they were furnished to do, there's a stone that was already waiting for you when you got here to enhance that mission, to power that mission, to assist that mission. That's how blessing and beneficial, you know, and benevolent this planet is for the creator to furnish this particular place. So, you know, we just want to put people in contact with the things that will aid in the system to move forward, you know, powerfully at this particular time. And this is a powerful time that we live in.
Oh, no doubt. Now, you guys do a online radio broadcast. Tell us about that. Tell the people how they can tune in and to listen to you guys and the information that you all are putting down.
Absolutely. We have a show that also is stationed on the Blog Talk Network. It is called Know the Ledge Radio. And Know the Ledge Radio could be found at blogtalkradio.com/Know the Ledge Radio. And that comes on Tuesday nights and Friday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not 9 to 11. I got to correct myself. It's about 9 to midnight, but almost we always go over, you know, dealing with the callers and everything. Often we stretch into the 1 a.m. hours. You know, those, they are shows that easily are archived 4-hour shows. We have 400-plus shows archived in our archive because we've been doing this starting in our fifth year as of last week. You know what I'm saying? We started it on the Prophet's birthday in 2010, January 8th, 2010, in honor of the illustrious Prophet Noble Drew Ali. And we've just been going strong ever since. It's a platform, it's a vehicle to not only get out this information, but also for the means of inspiration to allow people to connect, okay? Because like we said, just the whole concept about us being lecturers on a lecture circuit and looking out into the audience and being more amazed with the people that showed up and wanting to be interested in their story. Like, we know some amazing people out there. Tell us a little something about yourself. Let's dialogue, you know? So we just took that particular approach to the airwaves and started talking to the world that way. You know, look, we're going to open up the airwaves and bring some of our friends along, because the majority of these people that are considered the teachers and the lecturers of this day and age are friends of ours or associates. So this is the same dialogue that we have when we're kicking it with them on the phone and we're seeing them in person. We're like, look, you know, let's just bring that in front of the – it's so organic, it's so naturally flowing. Let's bring that in front of the world and then open these lines up, let the people holler at you, but holler at the people as well. See what's going on with the people. See what's in their mind. See what they really think about you. You know what I'm saying? But let's do it all respectful. So it's a way in which we have been able to furnish this platform that has been very beneficial to the upliftment of fallen humanity by dispensing information in a timely fashion. Like, all of our shows seem to coincide astrologically with the energy that's in the universe at the time. Now, we don't consciously plan it like that, but it still goes down like that because it's divine and it's being guided by that particular hand that, you know, is often spoken of, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know.
Okay.
So tell
us that radio station one more time and the time and give us that call-in number. Let me put that call-in number in the chat.
Know the Ledge Radio. It comes on Tuesday. Yes. And you could just Google that. You know what I'm saying? Our SEO is pretty strong. You Google that, and it's going to take you to where you need to go, family. You know, but just in case you want to jot it down, again, it's blogtalkradio.com/KnowTheLedgeRadio. Okay, also affectionately known as KTL Radio. You could throw that in the Google as well. And
KTL.
Yeah, KTL Radio.
Okay, I got it.
Yes. Yes, you can. Let me finish giving this information out. KTL Radio's call-in number is 347-637-2135. Okay, that's 347-637-2135. And we were honored to have our brother Tahark on the program last Friday. You know, the family can go to the archive and check him out. He was part of a panel. A three-person panel consisting of Brother Sharif A. Bay out of Syracuse, Brother Abdullah Mosley Bay out of Philadelphia, Muhammad out of the Philadelphia territories, and our brother Tahaka. Okay, so you can check that out. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard to midnight and beyond, Tuesdays and Fridays. KTL Radio family. Please come through and check us out. Like we said, we have a plethora of shows in the archive that you can check out for your listening and enjoyment, all right? But it's nothing like a live show. You want to catch us in action. Witness the magic in real time. Dig what I'm saying? But real quick, Brother Red Pill would love to share something with you as well. All right?
Come on in, Red Pill.
Yeah,
come on, Red Pill.
Islam, brother Islam, how are you doing, brother Tahaka?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. It's good to hear from you, man. I appreciate y'all coming down, and I hope y'all enjoyed the hospitality down here at the house after the summit. But you guys, I'm really glad to meet you.
That meal that you prepared for us, that was my first time ever eating it like that. You know what I mean? Your house has a beautiful, humble abode. You know, we from the big city, so we're not used to that kind of, you know what I'm saying? We're not used to open door policies like that where everybody come together and just hang out. The music is playing, and you know what I mean? The food is going, the drinks are going, everybody's enjoying themselves. So it was basically, you know, we came down for the Summit of Moors, but more so, like, if we came down for the Summit of Moors and the hospitality didn't match what it is that the title of the whole program was, it wouldn't make sense, right?
Yes.
But on the contrary, that the hospitality from the minute we set foot in Jacksonville, it was all love, you know what I mean? All five principles were being exercised. It was a beautiful experience. The brother Diallo Sekou is a legend. You are a legend. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, the brother Sundiata, everybody is a legend. You know what I mean? I'm in full support of everything that you brothers are doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to encourage my active Moors that are out there, you know what I'm saying, who may not even know about the Summit of the Moors, who may not even know about the territory of Jacksonville and the Land of Flowers, you know what I'm saying, to begin to come down there and support and share information, share programs, share opportunities, do more stuff to invigorate. Go to Jacksonville, brothers and sisters, if you do have good credit, if you are into real estate. That place is a wonderful place to set up businesses and to acquire real estate and things of that nature from what I witnessed and what I saw. So, you know, and the brothers down there, you know, their assistants, I'm sure that, oh, did they hang up? Brother, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought the phone might have hung up. Yes, but the brothers and sisters that are out there in the territories, I'm sure that they could utilize the assistance of our Moorish brothers and sisters who are industrious and illustrious in their affairs. So, I mean, the summit in itself was beautiful. I mean, it was divine. Look at what happened. Right next door to us, they had the Masonic Convention.
Exactly.
Okay. I had the pleasure of meeting Trayvon Martin's father, Brother Tracy Martin, and I also met a schoolmate of mine from junior high school out at, we went to school together in Brooklyn. Now the brother lives in Orlando and is one of the high-ranking Masonic, he's a high-ranking Mason and whatnot. A brother who I would have never, like, you could have gave me $1 million, you know, the movie Back to the Future. Like, somebody could have gotten the DeLorean and said, I'll give you $10 million that Benji would become a Mason. And I would be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? But we are all on individual paths headed to one. We all have one final destination, family. And my overall, I don't, from what I learned, being a participant in consciousness, is that I'm not to judge one on his or her journey to the, you know what I mean, to that promised land, to that mountaintop. You know, some people may get it through a Masonic lodge. That might have been what they needed to discipline and to square their circle and whatnot. You know, some people may go through more science. Some brothers may go through the Kemetic, you know, doctrine. Some brothers and sisters may have gone through the NOI, the Nation of Gods and Earth. It doesn't matter. These are all schools of thought, almost akin to if you went to Harvard, I went to Princeton, the other brother went to Yale. We are all professionals who know that we belong to Ivy League schools, elite schools dealing with higher knowledge, higher understanding. So when I see my brothers and sisters in their Masonic garb with their fezzes on and whatnot, I could see the relationship. You know what I mean? I could see a similarity. I've learned, because I have a twin brother, how to see the similarities in people versus the differences. Because, you know, we are split from the same egg. Of course we have differences. We were split from, you know what I mean? We were split from one egg. So there are polarities and dualities within us, but we don't utilize our differences to create separatism or disunification. We look at our strengths as opposed to our weaknesses, and we utilize that to come together, and that's how you have the red and the blue.
Okay. I hear you. I understand, man.
Indeed.
I didn't know you both were twins. I mean, I know y'all look exactly alike, a very distinct look. But,
indeed.
And I was very, very impressed, man.
Thank you, brother. We were greatly impressed by you too, brother. And the rest of the family as well, you know what I'm saying? I love the interaction that I was having with the participants of the Summit of the Moors. The brother came from Germany. You had families that were coming from California. You had families that were coming from the Jacksonville area, the Tampa area, the Miami area, all over. And it was nothing but love and light, you know. And it encouraged me to help the brother spread the summit to different territories. I believe the next one is going to be in Atlanta, where we are at right now, in August. So I eagerly, you know, we're out here right now planting seeds, getting the word out, building up the buzz, because I'm eagerly awaiting our brothers and sisters, especially the Moors that are out here in the Atlanta territory. You know, there are a whole bunch of different Moorish groups and factions and whatnot spread around Atlanta. So hopefully when we put this event together, we'll bring all of our brothers and sisters together in unified principles and whatnot so we can get some work done. You know, because I'm ready to work. Like, I left that event very invigorated, you know, reinvigorated, as a matter of fact. So I'm headed back to New York to put the word in the ears of the people who are out there already doing the work and the brothers and sisters who are looking for some kind of solution so they could do more of their work. And, you know, I just am very, very – I couldn't even sleep for a few nights. Like, I'm bustling with energy right now because I can see the future. You know, I could see where it is that we need to take this thing to make this thing pop. So
oh, yeah.
That's just me.
yeah.
You know,
man,
you got me hyped with your presentation. I'm ready to start paying myself, damn it. We'll pay myself for being on the show tonight.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to bring that information out again. I've already rehearsed it, and I put it in the wealth building class every Wednesday night at 7:45 p.m. I'm going to give that number out again. But that's key. That's the secret of the wealth. And what they're doing is they're concentrating on their assets and taking the money that has been made from the use of their money and transferring it to the income section. And they're making money make money for them. And our thing is we just got to stop working for money and make our money work for us. If we're out working for money, then pay yourself, put that money in the asset section. If you ain't able to get to the bank right away, stick it in an envelope, write the word asset on it, and just keep breaking yourself off. Go to the bank, deposit it in, make sure you put it into an interest-bearing account, and just keep doing the same process and start juggling those banks. And the next thing you know, you got money that you can put to work making money for you. Keep doing that little system. Just keep doing that little system. That's all we got to do. It's real simple.
Exactly. And then in the presentation that I offered to the family, you know, I opened up by explaining in detail. I brought the definition out, and I also showed them different websites, affiliate marketing and network marketing. And I really was sticking to that topic because we claim that we are a community. From the numbers that I've seen, we are definitely a community. We're a network before we're a community, but not really a community because, you know, we don't have any institutions and buildings and things of that nature. We don't have any neighborhoods as of yet. We don't commune financially as of yet, so we're not really a community. What we are, though, is we're a potential community. We're a powerful network, and we are a niche market. So what I was showing the family that there not only is there strength in numbers, but there are millions in numbers, okay? And there are multi-millions in your network. So I pulled up the top 100 network market, you know, network marketers. I pulled up the top 100 network market websites. But I brought them the network marketers to show what each one of them grossed for 2013. The number one grosser was $42 million. This is one individual who has utilized his network. It was a Japanese fellow who has utilized his network to gross him $42 million just by utilizing multi-level marketing and other things of that nature. So as Moors or brothers and sisters who claim to be conscious, we have an advantage over other groups of people because we are a network. What I'm saying is, like the brother Taharka was saying, you don't need to work for your money. Let your money work for you. When you get into multi-level marketing, when you get into networking and affiliate marketing, your money will automatically begin to work for you. It's not even, this is not rocket science. This is nothing that, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go through any kind of painstaking, you know, processes. This doesn't even require a lot of paperwork. All this requires is a commitment, a few dollars, and some trust in your brothers and sisters, and the ball will immediately begin to roll. And, you know, I encourage the audience, the brothers and sisters that were in the crowd, don't just look at the top 100 network affiliate market websites for 2013 because we're in 2014. And going back to what Brother Blue Pill was saying, when we speak to the audience, we speak to the audience and you know, we know that there's somebody out there that's in the audience that has the skill set to, you know, build a website, do code writing and things of that nature. You could create your own network marketing. So the encouragement to take the examples that have already been put out in front of you, take that example, right? Take what's already been created and improve upon it and tweak it to your network. That's all that they do. Case in point, the first network marketer, the first successful network marketer, guess who that was?
Who was that?
Just to show you that they improve upon everything that we do is Madam C.J. Walker with the hot comb. Okay, the first melanated post-slavery black millionaire, melanated millionaire, aboriginal Moorish millionaire, multimillionaire, Madam C.J. Walker with the hot comb, network marketer. Okay, all right, and they study her formula. Everything that came after her was basically coming, you know, standing on her shoulders and whatnot. So that's that. You know, we got to reclaim us. The Moors created the algorithm. That's the thing that runs the internet. As a matter of fact, the law that runs the internet is called Moore's Law. You could Google that. I don't want to lose people right now. I'm just trying to stay with this network stuff. But it's out there. So that's the angle that, you know, I'm focused on right now as the red pill. I'm diving head first, feet first, body first, all into the technology sector, because that's where the billions are being made right now. I'm surrounded by too many people that are highly intelligent, geniuses, you know what I'm saying? There are all kind of technology, there are tech booms going on all around us. I live in New York City, which has been renamed Silicon Alley, second to Silicon Valley in San Francisco. But brothers and sisters don't know this. So, yeah, it's called Silicon Alley. The most startups, the most profitable startups since the falling of the financial sector in 2008 came out of New York City. So Foursquare, I'm not going to say Twitter. It was Foursquare, Groupon. There's a plethora. And everything that I'm saying, family, Instagram, I don't think that's out of New York. Everything that I'm saying to the family tonight can easily be researched online. Don't take my word for it. Just go online and do your research. Ask Google questions, and you will be surprised the treasure chest of information that will open up. But Silicon Alley, and I say that because the venture capitalists, the lean investors, okay, the people with money, the green investors, all of them, the startup capitalists, they have converged upon New York City with billions of dollars to seed and basically fund, right, all of these startup businesses. Startup businesses only translate to brothers and sisters with ideas. That's a startup business, family. Somebody sat down one day and said, wow, if I could take a picture with my phone and then press a button that would make a filter, which would change the picture, and then name it Instagram, we got something. Then they went ahead and did that, and they wrote the code to do it, and then Facebook caught on and cut a check for $1 billion. I mean, real talk. Like, what do we talk? Bombs. Like, what's going on right now? So people are sitting in small rooms. They're having think tanks where they're sitting around tossing ideas around, Europeans, continental Africans, East Indians, you know what I mean, Asians from China and Japan and things of that nature, and a few African-Americans, aboriginal Moors or whatnot. You know, our brothers and sisters are very active in that market, you know, but inside of consciousness, when nobody speaks their language, guess what happens? It's called a brain drain. They go other places where people are speaking their language, and they're basically, you know, because we focus on language inside of the community so much, things such as the Medunetter and other things, which I would encourage brothers and sisters, get into that, learn that. But the languages that run your reality right now, the world that you wake up in, the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, or whatever this is, 2014 on the calendar, is HTML, CSS, AJAX, PHP, Ruby, the Django, all of these coding languages. These are coding languages that these people who are in technology are using to build a new world around you. Okay, we are in the future right now, so there's no excuses. I don't want to hear about, you know, there should be nobody suffering right now, because the cup runneth over right now. This era that we living in, the cup has definitely runneth over. But they're telling people that you live in a recession and you live in a depression and you're impoverished. The only thing that's impoverished is your mind.
That's right.
That is the only thing in the gutter is your mind. Change clothes. Get up out of that mind state, brothers and sisters. Real talk. Like, I say this with a smile on my face. Like, change clothes. get with that information, drink from a different well, because my cup runneth over. It's a lot of money out here. It's a lot of opportunities out here, and we nation builders. You know what I'm saying? So we don't talk about, you know, we're not afraid to talk about finances. We, the best nation is a donation. You know what I'm saying? But the best nation is imagination. So it's not about money. It's about creating products. It's about tapping into your melanated mind and creating ideas and products and inventions. Let's do what our ancestors did. Because right now, currently, these days and times, a lot of people are sitting on their hands. You know, they're being real stagnated. 2020 is around the corner. We got work to do. So that's our message. You know what I mean? That's what we're riding with. We're going to take this message to different states. You know what I mean? We're booked to talk in a few different states over this year. And, you know, I don't even want to spend 1 weekend in New York. I want to be able to be on the road so I can spread this information and this and get this light out here so our brothers and sisters could be empowered with this information and we could hurry up and do what it is that we got to do, because our babies are growing up fast. My son is growing up very fast. You know what I'm saying? Very fast. He's 6 years old right now. You know, and he can use the iPad better than people that are 68. You know, not to take away from anything, because that's a generation. They are the crystals and the indigos. They're born into the digital world. This is, they're hardwired for that. So I'm teaching him next year how to build apps, because they have websites for children under 8 years old, and teach them for free how to build apps for the iPhone and the Android. That's what I'm going to teach him.
Exactly.
So by the time he's 10, he could get us out the projects. Now, we ain't in the project, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I tell you what, you're absolutely correct. And from with the energy that I'm experiencing here before the summit, during the summit, and after the summit, everything tells me it's just this big red blinking light. Now, do it now. You got to do it now. You got
now,
to have financial literacy. You're born with talents. If you got a idea to create your project, a product, because I mean, the sisters that came here, one sister introduced me to. She gave me a little small jar of jelly, and I said, "What is this?" She says, "I made this." I said, "You did?" I said, "I'm going to sample this," and you know, she told me how she made it and all this stuff. And I'm saying, wow, you got it. This ain't in the grocery store. Nobody's got this. Then there was another sister. She told me about this other little thing. She had this little cracker that she made, and she took some of the stuff that she made out of another little jar and put some of it on there. She said, I taste that. I said, wow, I've never tasted anything like this. It was delicious. I asked her five times what the name of it was. She told me five times what it was, and I said, "God, man,
then,
you need to write it down. Can you write it down?"
And then, on top of that, did you taste the Sister Abundance Child's vegan lasagna?
Oh man! Oh, I didn't want to act like a pig. But I said, "I'm going to eat one. I'm just going to eat one." I said, "But she told me about that stuff long before we did it." And I said, well, look, when I get there, I want to taste it. And I ate it. That was delicious. That was one of the best meals that I have ever ate. That was awesome.
Wow.
100% pure vegetarian. Wow, it was awesome.
So you see what our people are working with?
Yeah.
You see the potential family. Understand all of these fast food restaurants, all of these restaurants, the Sylvias of the world, the Felipe's and Mr. Chow's, look, they're just preparing food, family. They started out with a recipe, and they just built from there. Like, going back to my presentation, I also introduced the family to the definition of crowdfunding. There are over 100 websites that are functioning right now. That's the power of a network that you could crowdfund. It's the concept of passing the plate around. If you're on your show right now and we're building and whatnot, you could tell the family, I have a crowdfunding project in the works right now to get that sister a food truck. We need $5 from everybody that's on the call right now. Right now, $5 is nothing. They press the button. They donate the $5. There may be 100 people on the show. You got $500. You send, each person sends out the email to their network. That's, what, 20 people, $5 each, 100 people. Like, that sister or that brother, whoever has an idea, whoever has a project that needs funding, whoever has anything that they need to do, you should not have to rely on the finance, the banking institutions that we all have done the research on to show that they're not going to give you any money. They're not going to give you the kind of loans that you need. And you shouldn't really, I mean, to say if you're going to get a loan from them, if you have an option of getting a loan from your community or your network first, I would say go there. Or if you're going to get money from somebody who would own half your company as a result of giving you money, I say don't do that. Go the crowdfunding route. You know what I'm saying? Go the crowdfunding route because that is the new way that people are raising millions, when I say millions of dollars, millions of dollars online amongst networks of strangers, people that don't even know them, but they understand the power of the idea. These people just want to make the world better by creating new projects. They want to fund anybody that's creating new projects to help their world become better. Now, if that's not cooperative economics, if that's not a nation right there, I really don't know what is. So as a nation who, hold on.
Well, we are actually doing the same thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So our nation, I'm just shining the light to show our family that there are other people that are out there that are doing what it is that we're doing, and these are the tools that they're using. You feel me? And I'm walking everybody into the Home Depot, into the tool shop, the tool shed, and I'm letting them know, look, we could pick up any tool that we want. It's the tools are all around us. Dig into the toolbox and pull out the tool that works for you and then get that wrench and get to wrenching or get that hammer and get to banging or get that whatever it is, get that box cutter or that rug cutter and get to cutting. But there are an abundance of tools in the tool shed or in the toolbox. All you got to do is reach in, grab it, and use it. Like you said, just do it. Just do it. I might be talking to somebody on your show right now that has a network of 10,000 people, 50,000 people, 100,000 people. All I'm saying is there are ways that we can make all of our dreams come possible, not one person's dream. All 100,000 people, you could actualize your dreams overnight. Give it 30 days. Give it 60 days. We live in the quickening. Time is flying, so that's even better.
You're absolutely correct, brother. Ain't no doubt about that. I seen that.
I'm just trying to keep it plain. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just trying to keep it as plain. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. I don't want to lose anybody. I don't want to try to go over anyone's head and try to sound all highfalutin. You feel me? I'm just keeping it real plain. It's out here, but we are only going to actualize and realize what it is, the full potential of it, is if we come together, family. I didn't ask us to all move in the same house together. We're not saying let's all wear the same outfit. We're not even saying let's all read from the same book if need be. Let's stand on the same principles, though, and let's basically agree that we are going to win. That's it. And as long as we got that understood, we could talk about everything else later on down the line. Let's just do that first, because everybody that I'm trying to convince to come over here and rock with us, they only want to deal with the winning team.
I hear you.
They follow, you know what I'm saying? They pay attention to the winners. So we have to win. You have some of our children thinking that everybody on BET, World Star Hip Hop, VH1 and all of that, they think that that's the winners. They feel like they're the winners because the game of smoke and mirrors that they're able to show them.
They on TV.
So that's it. That's convincing enough. Shit, they got to be winning. They on cable.
They represent 1% of the population.
You feel me? So children are easily.
Have gotten out there yet. When we're talking about creative talent, they are creations and stuff. that haven't even been brought out yet. I saw that the other day, right at the summit. Most of the country have no idea what we're trying to explain to them. But when they see this thing, that's a whole different ball game. Brother, we down to the exhaustion of the first hour. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Don't go nowhere. Y'all hang in there, okay?
Indeed.
Okay, Moors, we'll be right back in a few minutes and with our brothers Red Pill and Blue Pill. Y'all hold on for just a second. We're going to take a quick break. Hold on.
To the turn of the century, 95% of the people inside the United States were self-employed. I've been asked over and over by a lot of people about the exercising your freedom of rights to travel. And that is something that I have done. I've done it quite well, and I do it today. However, it is something that you have to understand. First of all, there are things that you need to know in order to have the confidence to get out there on that pavement and defend yourself and be able to do this thing successfully. This information is contained in Tucker's archives. Go to www.newfreehelpgroup.com. And once you look over that page, click on TahakaArchives.org. Go over there, and you'll see Tahaka's Archives Master Library, where the audio, video, the documentation, and everything else that you would need is right there available for you in order for you to exercise your freedom of rights to travel. That saves you a ton of money. That saves you jail. That keeps you from having to have a driver's license, tag, registration, and all that kind of stuff. www.newfreehelpgroup.com. Once you get there, contact me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, at area code 904-303-9061. Try to call me before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, Moores, we're back. Brother Red Pill, are you still with us? Red Pill, Blue Pill, you with us? Okay. They'll be right back. Now,
peace,
Moore,
brother. Peace.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're back, brother. I want you to...
Yeah, my phone is on. It's Blue Pill. Peace.
Okay. This is what I need you to do. You're just the man I need to talk to. Could you give us a total detailed description of the jury that I've seen you guys with? And what it's designed to do, because this was the oddest thing that I'd ever seen. Never seen anything like it. Let give the audience a detailed description of that.
Okay, pretty much what they were looking at, as I mentioned earlier, were power pieces. And why do I identify them as power pieces? These particular pieces of jewelry that I had on at the event were copper, the foundation or the basis of them were copper, and with the copper we had them fused with different gems, different precious gems, okay? So in particular, like you might have seen me wearing my copper with my turquoise onyx, you know, the copper with the amethyst. We were selling a lot of copper and amethyst. I had amethyst strung up on different chains. I had gold and I had silver as well. And all of these stones have different properties. And like I was saying, each stone has a correlation to a person's zodiac chart as well. So a lot of what you were witnessing was that. And a lot of people would ask me, well, why copper? And I explained to them that with copper is a superconductor. Okay, it's the best conductor of electricity on the planet. Copper to me was a way of paying homage to our ancient ancestry, okay, on many different fronts. One of the clearest ones is that when it comes to ornamentation and it comes to jewelry, copper was something that our ancestors have been doing for eons upon eons upon eons, thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years ago. Okay, according to their research, they said that they found gold being one of the first things used for jewelry and ornamentation, and copper was the second. I have a tendency to believe that it was copper first, okay? Copper is one of the most, malleable elements on the planet. Copper is also correlated with the planet Venus. Planet Venus, of course, is, you know, connected with the day of Friday, the day that we were actually manifested onto this planet, and also the color green, okay, both of which have been adopted by Islam, okay, Islam, Moors. Even a definition of an American, okay, in the 1800 Webster's Dictionary, was a copper-toned person, okay, which is very key when we're talking about the identity of the indigenous inhabitants of this particular landmass. Now, me and my brother are direct descendants of Shinnecock, so we can go, you know what I'm saying, back to the land and find the family still there, and everyone there is copper. You know? You ain't going to find no Tonto over there. So it's very key that we not bring back copper, but we educate people as to why copper. If the melanated man was a element on the elemental chart, he would be copper, okay? Copper is the underlying magical principle of what makes melanin melanin, okay, in conjunction with carbon, of course. But copper is the superconductor. Copper is what's firing that electricity between the synapses, making that current jump from one place to another that makes you the electrical being that you are. It is the superconductor.
That's right.
So why at this particular time, why has copper made the resurgence? Just like people would ask, why have the Moors made their resurgence? Okay? Because at this particular time, copper is most necessary because of the radiation that's on this planet, all right, and because of the magnetism that we are experiencing by way of the sun flipping on its poles. So all of these things are key, and all of these things will be, you know, magnified, should I say, by the use of copper. You know, people can tell when they're copper, when
they're... How do those stone relate to the body, the stones?
Okay, like I said, yeah, different stones have different properties. You know what I mean? Different stones have different properties, but all stones have properties. Okay, so amethyst, citrine, malachite, all of these stones are stones that are good for money. All right, you wear them on the left, on a particular side of your body. In this particular case, it would be, not the left, it would be the right side, you know. And these stones are very useful when you want to bring in currency, when you want to increase the magnetism that's going to pull forth a current. You know, there's stones that you can wear that are going to deflect negative energy. There's stones that you're going to wear that are mood enhancers, that are going to make you calmer. They're grounding stones. Those are your brown color stones, things of that nature. There's stones that you can utilize and wear that's going to help you with your intuitive abilities. There's stones that you can wear that are going to help you with your communication with Star Nation, with the ancestors that are up there on the craft. You know what I'm saying? There's stones for everything.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Now, a person that uses... computer or desktop or what have you, and they want to stop the radiation, so to speak, or the energies that's emanating from that device. What would they do? What stone would be used for that?
They would use a piece of tourmaline. They would set some tourmaline down by their computer, and the tourmaline would be deflecting and absorbing the radiation. They also might want to put a Herkimer diamond on the back of their computer, same as they might want to put a Herkimer diamond on the back of their phone to absorb the radiation being emitted, the low frequencies being emitted from their phones. There also are a consortium, a conglomeration of stones that we use called diodes, okay, and also organites, all right, or argon. Argon is stones and different scrappings of metal set in resin. You might want to put the argon. You know, argon is also called cloud busters. This is technology that was rediscovered by Willem Reich in the 30s, and his information was banned and outlawed by this government. They burned up all of his teachings, but some of his stuff was saved. Yeah, that's how serious argon energy is. A lot of our jewelry, you know, are adorned with argon. We make a lot of pieces with argon. I was sold out of most of them at the show. But, you know, we dedicated a lot of time to fashioning a lot of our pieces with argon. So, you know,
You get the argon, you put that in front of your computer. You get the argon, you put it in your pocket. You know, all of these things will help protect you against the rampant radiation that is being emitted not only by your computers, but what the family has to look forward to by way of Fukushima. They're going to be living with radiation for the rest of their lives, and I don't care what nobody tells you. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. So we might as well be mindful of it and start preparing ourselves and really start focusing on raising our magnetism, cleaning our aura, and really keeping our electrical body on 10. And the way that you do that, the way that you amplify those things are by aligning yourself with these stones. These stones are magnificent.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I learned some things, and I have been introduced to stones a while back, but I didn't. When they taught us about this stuff, there was no teachings about how to use that in conjunction with the body, how it protects the body. Nothing was ever said about radiation, any of that stuff. We talked about rocks, we talked about stones, but none of this type of information was ever given to us. And I'm pretty sure that back then when it was taught to us what little was, somebody knew about this stuff, but they withheld it from us, just like they don't teach you about money in school and financial literacy in school. One thing that I found out is that we know a lot about a lot of different things, but we wasn't taught how to concentrate on reading a financial statement and concentrating on doing your due diligence on your balance sheet. And it's very, very simple to do
absolutely.
That. But now, what I want to do now is I want to run through this little thing right quick for the brothers and sisters that's listening, and then I want to get back down with you in more details about the stuff that you guys got going.
Not a problem.
I want to talk about the simple steps in dealing with your financial matters. It's very, very simple. If you would just get a sheet of paper and write income at the top. Below that, write expenses. Below that, write assets. Below that, write liabilities. And that's all you need. If you just take that one sheet of paper, do that, you might want to go get your yearly planner and put down the due date for your bills and stuff and all that over there. But you want to keep things as simple as you possibly can going into 2014. If you just say, well, look, I'm going to try this for a year and see how it comes out. That's all I ask to do. Just get your income statements and your balance sheet. Income, expenses, assets, and liabilities. That's all you need to write on the paper. Every time you get paid, write the total amount down in the income section. If you got $100, break yourself off $10, write $10 in the income, in the asset section. That's it. If you got a car, if you got a home, if you got two vehicles, whatever you got, write that down in the liability section, because that takes money out your pocket. All assets putting money in, all liabilities take money out. So I wanted to run over this so that we can have a running board to go on for as our finances are concerned, so that we can invest in some of the things that we need to get. We got red pill and blue pill is telling you about the different stones for the protection of the body and the shield between the radiation. Dr. Sabia has told you that you are an electrical being, and just like a generator inside an automobile, those carbon brushes spins around the copper wiring. Carbon and copper generates electricity. Through the turning and the friction between the copper and carbon generates electricity, because we're electric beings. So it behooves us to learn about these different stones, learn about the copper and the different metals and the different stones and stuff that our ancestors have used for thousands of years, and that this information has been kept from us. But also, more importantly, let's start handling these finances with expertise. Let's keep it simple. Just develop the habit of paying yourself. The rule is for every $1,000 you make. The rule is, according to the rich, the rule is you're going to put $300 in the asset section. That's the rule. You get $1,000, $300 goes in the asset section. For every grand you get, $1,000, $300. Pay yourself $300. For every $100 bill you get, and this is just my little formula, pay yourself $10. Put $10 down for every $100 you get. Okay, you can do that any kind of way you want to, but the main objective is to pay yourself first. Before you open that light bill up, before you open up that water bill, before you open up that gas bill, pay yourself first, because it is you that's producing the income. So the first thing that should be put in the asset section is your name. And if your asset don't go to work, you don't get paid. So if you're your biggest income producing asset, the first thing you want to pay is yourself, and you want to put that money in your asset section, and then you want to transfer that money into a interest-bearing account so that you can start investing in things that will generate income from the assets that you have in order to go into the income section. And that's the secret of the rich. They're concentrating on their assets and income. Assets first, income second. Asset first, income second. What we're doing is we got money coming in, we're not paying ourselves, we start dealing with expenses, and the next thing you know, all the money is going out the expense section, but we haven't gotten any savings. We've already been taxed on top. But what the rich is doing is they're concentrating on the assets and the income section. They're earning as much as they can, they're spending as much as they can, they're investing as much as they can, and they're being taxed on what's left, which is virtually nothing. We're getting taxed first and then have nothing. So we got to turn this thing around and start playing by the rules of the game. It's called the commerce game, okay? As soon as you get some paper, when you get paid on Friday, what you going to do? Let's pay me first. That's the rule of the game. This is what we're using going into 2014. Everybody is running this thing. All the Moors at the summit, they're taking notes. They got it down. Brothers and sisters calling me from all over the United States telling me, hey, man, I'm paying some. Hey. Pay yourself, brother. That's how you do it. So that's the name of the game going into 2014. We're actually operating the commerce game. The brothers and sisters got the banks down. They're going down, handling the banks, putting the money in there so they can get these loans and go ahead on and start investing and so on and so forth. We got to stop sitting down, twiddling our thumbs, trying to figure out what we're going to do. No, you ain't got to figure it out no more. We're telling you exactly how to go about doing it, and it's time to go to work. Okay, I want to put that little bit of information out there for you so you know how simple it is. It's very, very simple, because if you get a paycheck and you don't pay yourself, those same little dollars that you could have paid yourself and put in that asset section, you just spend that as nothing, buying things that you want opposed to what you need. But if you are conscious and develop the habit of paying yourself first, that's all you got to do. And you'll have what's called cash flow. That is how you develop cash flow. In my opinion, that's the simplest way to develop cash flow, by simply developing the habit of paying yourself first out of all the income that you get. Somebody give you a $20 bill, what you going to do? You got to pay yourself. Somebody give you $10 that's been holding you for a long time, break a piece of it off. Pay yourself. Just develop the habit of doing that and put it in the asset section. Write it down. You get your little sheet, whatever transaction going, write it down. Don't get off of that now, because you're going to get off track. Stay on that. Just do it for a year and see how things come out. I guarantee you, you'll be surprised. You'll be wondering, wow, how could I, man, look how much money I've accumulated. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, red pill, blue pill, I'm back. With me, brother?
Peace, brother.
Okay. Now, you told me about the rocks, you told me about the copper. Now, you had some literature and some information on this. I got my disc, I put them out yesterday, but haven't gotten a chance to listen to them. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop them in tonight after the broadcast, because we've got a meeting. And give us a rundown on some of the information that you guys had there that's on audio. Tell us about that stuff.
All right. Well, on Know the Ledge, on Know the Ledge Radio, Brother Blue was explaining that, you know, on our broadcast for over the past 4 or 5 years, every single show we have an invited guest. We're the Twin Pillars. So we stand on each side and we bring forth brothers and sisters from inside of the community with information. The Umar Johnsons of the world, Dr. Sabi, Dr. Phil Valentine, Hakeem Bey, Dr. Delbert Blair, Brother Tahaka, you know what I'm saying, Taj Tariq Bey, Roz Mariah Bey, Sarah Sue and Seti, Brother Polite. It does. I mean, the list is endless. It goes on forever and ever. So as a result of having our brothers and sisters on the show, what we do as well is we disseminate their information and their lectures and things of that nature. So we have a humongous library of titles, and what we also have is information in an ebook form, because brothers and sisters have the Kindles and the Nook readers right now. So I had the pleasure of representing my brother Hakeem Bey, who also goes by the name of Morpheus L., who is also the author of The Moorish Paradigm, that was a publication that he put out in the 90s. Dealing with all things Moorish. It was, believe me, it's a classic. So he has 12 volumes of that. Under the title of Morpheus L, he has ventured into the Matrix. He's ventured into the digital world. So he has a program that he has developed called Ocula. And what that does is program one's subconsciousness. Okay, family? Because we are 20% consciousness, 80% subconscious, the unknown, you know what I mean, where all things are stored, you know. So he has devised a very intricate program dealing with meditations, sound waves, and all kind of other tools that he utilizes to reprogram your subconscious, okay? So, you know, some of us have been through abuse. Some of us have been through all kind of trauma, dealing with the streets, just dealing with life as it comes to us. And some of us may want to, you know, reprogram ourselves, you know, like in computer terminology. You know, some of us may want to upgrade to that 2.0. And the brother has the titles to do that. He also has many other different e-books, different topics that he has compiled into e-book form, recipes, court documents, some of your Marine combat manuals, something that, you know, our brothers and sisters out there may need for defense. So we were moving, we were definitely moving those, offering that to the family. I had some titles out there for some lectures that I did. I did a 4-part series called The Moors in Antiquity, going from 711 AD when the Moors ventured into Europe, into Spain, all the way up into 1492 when they lost the war of the Reconquista and got exiled and kicked out of Spain and chased into the Americas and into West Africa. And they talk about Christopher Columbus sailing into the Americas. No, that was a continuation of a war that was taking place called the Reconquista, the reconquering of Europe from the Christian dome versus Islam. And Christopher Columbus was at that monument, the last battle of the Moors, where they handed over the keys to the Alhambra. Christopher Columbus was in attendance with King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. So I did a 4-part series out there in the Moorish Civics and Heritage class for Roz Mariah Bey and the Moors Roundtable. It was a 4-part series. So we had those lectures as well. So, you know, we just have a lot of stuff. You could find some of the lectures on ktluniversity.com, and KTL Media is being revamped as we speak right now. We're going to have all of the available titles inside of our store.
Okay. And you guys got this stuff on DVD now. And so now to order that stuff or to get a hold of that, how can they, where do they have to go? Where is this listed at again?
To keep it, to make it very simple, I would tell them to email me, and I would send out the whole master list of everything that's available.
My email, family.
ATL Empowerment, Gmail.
The email that you could send your information, whether it's your email or your number, your phone number, is K as in King, T as in Tower, and L as in Land, KTLEmpowerment.com. That's KTLEmpowerment@gmail. So KTL Empowerment at Gmail. Put it in a subject title, DVD/ebook master list, and I would humbly oblige you. I will send you everything, all of the information that we have, and then you can order it directly from the email.
Okay, fantastic. Now, when we are talking about marketing your products and services, because there are a lot of people who have products and services. I want to get down into that as well. But before we do, I want to let the audience know that the phone lines are now open. If anybody have a question or comment for our guest here this evening, Red Pill, Blue Pill, if you have a question, a comment on anything that you've heard here so far, go ahead, follow the prompts on your phone, raise your hand, and we'll open up the line so you can ask your question or give us your comment. Okay? Now, in your opinion, the marketing aspect of people that got products and services and stuff,
yes.
what do you think, you know, how do you think they should go at that? You know, because in my opinion, I think by internet, along with dealing with people outside in your own community and stuff and people you know, I think that opens up a whole brand new avenue for people. What do you think about that?
I totally agree. With the rise of the internet and the shift of traditional advertising and marketing onto the digital platform, onto the internet platform, by utilizing the tools that are out there, such as SEO, the Google Analytics, hyperlinks, all of these different tools that are available. The possibilities are endless, you know what I'm saying? Like Brother Blue Pill was telling you about us launching the KTLEmpowerment.com, utilizing the Empowerment Network with the information and the tools that they're giving us, because we're not that arrogant and that cocky where we won't sit at the feet of other people that are willing to teach us. Because if the information is colorless, the information is non-prejudiced, the information is to be utilized to strengthen you and yours. So whoever's out there doing it, I'm going to go out there and seek and find and sit at the feet of those people and learn the process that I can utilize, because I want to win. Bottom line, that we have to move forward. We have to evolve daily. You know what I mean? This thing is moving at a very fast pace. So one thing that I would say, brother, is I would encourage our brothers and sisters to get into the habit of just learning first, learning how to market. You know what I'm saying? Not the traditional way that we all know how to market is to make flyers, and that has not gone out of style. If you have a website, if you have a product, I encourage you to create 4x6 glossy, UV glossy flyers, both sides, and do the same thing the brothers and sisters who promote clubs do. Go outside of a venue, whether it's a club night or wherever people congregate, and hit those window shields. You know what I'm saying? Hit the cars. Hand them out hand-in-hand at a football game or a basketball game or a baseball game in your area. You're utilizing the law of ratio. You hand out 500 flyers, you might get 10 customers. You might get 50 customers. If it's a product that everybody needs, shoot, you might get 100 customers. That's a win-win. You know? They have Facebook marketing now where you could pay for your traffic on Facebook. You could pay for advertisement. Some people that I know, they sit around, they spend $100 every day to Facebook advertise, and they make their money. You know, they're selling products or they're selling services, and they make their money back. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, these are options.
It's marketing.
It's going to cost. You're going to pay to play. You know, you're either going to pay with your time or you're going to pay with your money, or what's even worse is you might pay with both. So you have to make the decision. What's more important? Is it my time or is it the money? So I would easily pay $100 to Facebook, so let them go ahead and do some of the work and market and things of that nature, and I sit back and, you know, I take care of the leads. I take care of people that come back and, you know, they saw the advertisement and they want to basically get more information, and that's where I step in and do the work. But me and Blue Pill, we utilize the social networks. We do a little bit of old school marketing too. We make digital flyers for our radio show or our products, and we put them up on our network. We have, you know, the 5,000 friends. So we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. When MySpace was up, we were on MySpace. We're on YouTube. So we utilize all of the free avenues that are out there of social media in order to market anything that we have under the brand of KTL, whether it's the water, whether it's the Seymour's. I have a clothing line called Kings County, you know what I'm saying, whether it's the jewelry, whether it's the radio show, whether it's some books, whatever it is, that's what we are utilizing social networks to market. You should be marketing both yourself and your products at the end of the day, because we are brands. You know what I'm saying, family? If you don't, you know, that's what the Moors teach about the straw man, the corporate entities and things of that nature. So if you have a product, you now have a brand. You have a corporation. You have an entity. And that entity should be marketed and promoted in all niche in all of the markets to the demographics that it relates to it by any means necessary, whatever it is that you have to do.
But now, you know what? Now, this is what I see. This is what I see with the Moors. And judging from the different vendors that I see selling products and services, it appears to me that products and services that they're selling are always things that are genuinely, strategically designed to help the people in the area of education, in the area of health, in the area of economics. It's like when I looked at Sister Abundance and the different dishes and stuff that she was making, all of this was designed for nothing but pure optimum health. The materials that you guys had was for optimum health and education. And then we had the other sisters that were taking care of the skin. Then the other sisters that were taking care of the hair. And, I mean, it's just like everything that we're doing, wherever I go and I see the brothers and stuff and sisters with their wares out there, it is something that if you got this product from them, you're going to benefit. We got a caller with his hand raised. I'm going to open up the line. Erico 111. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment. 111. Come on in. All right, I'm back. Now, this is what I see. So I think this is marvelous. We got Brother Diallo. He had the Moringa tea. He had the Moringa powder. And, I mean, we're talking about items that are super materials for optimum health. Super materials.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, that's, you know, that's...
Erico 111, are you with us?
Yes. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man. Tell me who you are, where you calling from, what's your question or comment? Welcome.
Yeah, this is Brother Darius, man. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, man. What's going on, Brother Taharka? How you doing, Blue Pill, Red Pill?
Peace, brother.
I got a question, man. The thing is that, brother, is that I've been trying to really break through as well into the internet as well, trying to market some things, because I'm a math tutor, and I've been trying to, like, create my own website. So I was wondering, what kind of domain did you use to create your website to market your material or whatever, you know?
Okay.
How did you start, creating your own website, whatever, to market your materials? Like, what domains did you use? Like, where did you go about? Was there anything pre? Go ahead.
What I did was it depends. I found out that what I started with is the same thing that I still have, is a free website. And I started out with a subdomain. But I found out that the domain, if you get a domain, whether it's a subdomain, or if you purchase a domain, it doesn't cost that much, you want to get a domain that is easy for people to remember. It's easy for them to remember, easy for them to write, and you want to have total control of that domain. So the website, if you contact the support people of your website and you tell them that you want to purchase a domain, you want to write it out. Go through a few domains and see what your domain, how you want your domain to read. How is it going to be easy to write? Is it going to be easy for the people to write? And when they type this into their browser, is it going to be easy for them to do that? And that's what you want for your domain.
Okay.
You guys want to add to that, Red Pill Blue Pill?
Yeah, I the same thing that you were saying. I would start out with WordPress, which is a free website. They do a real good job of helping you basically drag and drop, and create a blog that you can monetize. You could actually sell you could pitch your services. And being that you said that you're a math tutor, things like that, I would create a blog as well to, to basically write different articles, throughout the week or maybe once a month and whatnot, just to speak on the subject in its entirety, but touch on different topics inside of that whole math subject. So if I was a parent or if I was someone who was seeking a tutor and I ran across your blog, I'd be able to read up on some stuff and be like, well, this brother sounds like he's qualified. Let me go ahead and give him a call because his number and his information is in his contact and the link that says contact.
Gotcha.
And one more thing with WordPress, a lot of people don't know, WordPress have what's called a delayed center, and where you can stack up articles with your web address, your links, and anything else that you are offering. And after you get a few of them there, like putting them in a box, you can cut on this automatic release, and they will post these articles for you simultaneously. They'll run them a while, take that down, put a new one up that come from you, run that a while, take it down, put it. WordPress is outstanding for that.
Cool. Yes,
a lot of people don't know that.
And another thing, brother, if you have testimonials, such as anybody who took your program or worked with you before, I would encourage you to do some YouTube clips with them as well. And when you do your blog or you do your website, you have a 60-second or a 2-minute testimonial video for brothers and sisters like, I utilized the tutoring. This is what happened. This is how my score improved. This is how my grades improved. Just have people basically in real time just saying that your work is actually effective.
Cool. Thanks, man.
That's a great selling point. Yeah, that is a great selling point. People really like to see that.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay, and then we have the ultimate. You can purchase some airtime on KTL Radio or either Morris Talk Live 100 or whatever else, we'll play your plug for you and advertise your tutorial services right here. So you might want to consider that too. Because we are in the business of networking.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Thanks, man. No, that's all it. I mean, that's all I've been having so far. So, I mean, I'm going to continue listening to the show. If I have a question, I just raise my hand in the queue then.
Okay, brother. We appreciate you calling in. Okay. Mo, y'all hang on for 1 second, and we going to be right back.
Let me be honest. Racial. If he were white, if he was, Trayvon was white, and he had a hoodie on, would that happen?
The jury never really discussed race as being a motivating factor here.
Imagine, they're white. Well, one Hispanic.
I would like them to tell me one case that white people think is about race, because white people always say, this isn't about color, this isn't about race. Nothing is about race according to white people in America.
I told her I might have been a racist. Parents need to stop acting dumb. If you gonna tell your child, oh, when you see a stranger, oh, you tell your child one thing, run away, trying to find somebody. That's not what Trayvon was doing.
Back with my co-host Samantha Shocker. That, of course, was Rachel Gentile, Trayvon Martin's friend. The George Zimmerman trial reopened. I guess I'll say wounds, exposed racial divides, brought the topic up. Whether the case itself was about race or not, certainly race issues have been evoked. Do you agree, Sam?
I agree. I think it's racially charged, politically charged, emotionally charged.
Yeah, emotionally charged. And that's kind of where I want to keep it, because I think we hear each other when we talk about the emotional charge that race issues trigger. Back with social commentator Scheherazade Ali, attorney Mark Eiglarsh, radio show host Brian Copeland. Joining us, George Zimmerman's friend and supporter, Frank Taffy. Now, Frank, you don't think Rachel made good points about race, do you?
You know, I got a problem with Rachel, and here's the deal. Shelley Zimmerman, George's wife, was arrested for lying under oath. And yet, Rachel Gentile, on two separate occasions, under oath to the state attorney's office, perjured herself. But yet, we want to talk about a dual standard here, yet Shelley was arrested for perjury, but Miss Rachel or Miss Precious or Miss let me finish and make my point. Shelley was arrested for perjury, and Miss Diamond Eugene, Rachel Gentile, went on record and said that she did lie under oath. But yet, she wasn't arrested? Come on, I want to hear your response.
Miss Ali.
Why wasn't she
arrested? Miss Ali, then Mark.
Perjury is perjury.
Yes.
Perjury is perjury.
I want to respond.
Go ahead.
No,
oh,
I definitely want to respond to that. Listen to me.
I want
to
hear
it. As black people, we are a victim of educational fraud. Every history book in this country is a lie. Everything that has been written about who invented has been a lie. So don't talk to me about lying, because y'all are the biggest liars on the planet.
Trayvon was going back to whoop that ass.
Okay, hold on.
Trayvon was going back to whoop that ass.
Frank, hold on a second. Mark, help me.
Well, I first have to find something intelligent to respond to, and
Frank is saying that he's aware of some perjury that was not prosecuted.
All right, I'll respond to that.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. First of all, welcome to my world. For 21 years, almost every single day, in every single courtroom, in depositions and hearings, there's somebody who lies. If the prosecutor prosecuted every single person who did that, the system would overflow.
Twice.
It is a valid point. I'm not done, Frank.
Shelley lied once,
Frank, I'm making
Mark,
a point.
And she was arrested.
I did not interrupt you. Could you just stop for a second? Let me make my point.
Go.
The prosecutors obviously select which cases they want to bring and which they do not. They have that ability to do so. Is it fair? No, it's not. Frank makes a fairly valid point.
Brian, what do you think about that?
Thank you, Mark.
Well, I from attorney friends I know and in cases I've had a chance to look into, you know, he's absolutely right that in every single case, I mean, you look at divorce cases, I mean, look at civil cases, somebody's always lying. And
we're talking about this one. Let's talk about this one.
We're talking about this particular case. I am not
going to stop interrupting people.
Hey, you know what, Frank? Can you stop auditioning for a Fox gig for 10 seconds and let somebody else talk? Do you mind?
Go, Brian, go.
I told you, you're not going to bully me.
Go, Brian.
Go ahead.
All right? But anyway, the bottom line here is
That's the way you feel, man.
I find it offensive. I find it very offensive that Frank says it isn't about race when you heard what he does. He race baits every chance he gets. I've seen your Twitter account.
You guys bring up the race. There's
going to
be 100 cities marching to arrest Mr. Zimmerman
on Twitter account
tomorrow.
I have seen. Can I say something here? Again, you're not going to shout me down.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you say.
I have seen your Twitter account. On your Twitter account, you've called African Americans cotton pickers. On your Twitter account, you have told black people that they're using Negro laws. On your Twitter account, you told people to stop talking because you're going to go and watch
groups. Hey, bro, you don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Well, what do you mean, Frank? What do you mean? If that was out on your Twitter account or not?
No, it was not.
I have it. I have the printouts. I have the printouts.
I don't care what you got, man.
Do we really
want to
just...
You ain't got it. This ain't a court of law, buddy.
Okay, Frank, hold on a second.
Just bring it, bro.
Miss Ali, you got your hand nicely held up there. I want to go to you.
Yes, I wanted to go back to the lying part.
Okay.
We, as black people, have been victimized by educational fraud. Every history book in this country is a lie about us. It doesn't tell the truth of what we have accomplished. It doesn't tell the truth about who built what. We built the White House. We laid out Washington, D.C. Black people have done a lot of things, and we do not get recognition or credit for anything
Ali,
we have contributed
the 13th
to this
Amendment.
Country.
It was approved by Congress on January 31st, 1865, the 13th Amendment.
It's called
the Cave.
The
slaves. Where
it's
you been?
It's called the Cave, and some
Amendment.
Of y'all we should have
Look
left
it
in
up.
It.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Miss Ali, what is it you're referring to specifically?
Can
you
only hope, Frank.
Miss Ali, what is specific? Because I don't want to get
13th Amendment.
Hang on, Frank.
1-3. Look at
the histories.
Because I kind
of
disagree with you. I think people are doing every effort to be accurate about this.
No, we have never had an accurate history in America, and that's one of the problems that we are angry about. The books tell lies,
Let me interrupt you and just say, maybe the mythology of America is wrong. The history books, the genuine history books are probably close to right, close. I mean, you're right, history has its own distortion.
No!
But our mythology is wrong. I would agree with you on that.
Well, can I ask Ms. Ghali a question?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Mark.
Unicorns and crop circles.
If we're talking about history books being inaccurate, I'd like to ask you one question. I need no judgment, and all I need is a yes or no. I want to ask you about your book, Miss Ali.
I don't have
the
to answer
The book
your
that
question.
You have been trying to sell, well, I'm going to ask it, and then we'll just see. The book that you're trying to sell on this show, yes
I've
or no, do you
sell.
Say the following? Black women have smaller
finish,
brains than black men. And secondly, if a black woman ignores the black man's authority, the black man needs to take control and slap her in the mouth.
Wow.
Yes or no, is that from your book?
Wow.
Now, I think he ought to slap you in the mouth. But here's the point.
Sounds like O.J.
Here
to
is
me.
The point.
Sounds like
hey,
O.J.
Hey,
to
Frank,
me.
Your
please,
own
man.
Doctor,
your Mark,
own
Miss
doctor.
Ali, go. Go ahead.
Well, let me answer.
Go
is
ahead.
Is that a yes or a no?
Your own doctor,
yes or no?
Dr. John
Gray, yes no.
talks about the fact that the man's brain is 10% larger than the female's brain.
Yeah, but
the
brain size
brain
doesn't correlate with intelligence, guys. Listen, guys. We're getting way off topic.
This is so off topic.
Yeah,
can
Samantha.
We focus on the case here? This is ridiculous,
wow.
you guys.
Well, it's not ridiculous because we started this evening talking about...
Somebody tried to get that dig in.
Yeah. We started this evening talking about the...
it was a yes or no question.
Well, I'd rather attack the male brain. I think that's an easier case to make than what we've gone here. But the fact is we started this evening trying to talk about a meaningful conversation.
You know you're going to pay for that, Mark.
About the feelings associated with race. And that's where I'm trying
I guess
to keep
that'd be
it.
A yes.
I'll pay
those are your words.
I'll pay
you advocate smacking in the mouth? I'm just asking. Yes? I didn't get a
now
yes or no answer.
I advocate sending you back to the cave.
Fair enough. That was
I advocate sending Mark back to the cave along
Peace
with
enough
the
Enough back. Peace Let's go, love. Guys. Let's easy.
You two talk amongst yourselves.
Brian, would you like to take me home?
Play nice. Play
no,
nice.
Brian, I'll give you a chance to take me home. Brian, go.
Opportunity to take you home.
Yeah.
A bottom line here is that if you want to look at this case and what it's done to America, it has given us an opportunity to discuss race relations in a real, honest, and truthful manner. Now, whether or not we can get above all of the yelling and all of the emotion and all the vitriol, that remains to be seen. But there is an opportunity.
I How's agree. That was that. And if you see how even we try to have these conversations, we get off the rail pretty easily. I apologize for that. But I still think it's worth the effort of trying to have these conversations. Thank you, panel. Next up. Very excited to welcome expert witness from the Jody Arias case, Janine DeMarte. She's here exclusively. She joins our Behavior Bureau. There she is. And later, Jody Arias back in court today. When will that trial end? More.
Okay, Morris, we're back. Red pill, blue pill, you with me? Okay. Brother Ben.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, when you talk to Trayvon Martin's father down at the summit,
yes.
You guys met him.
Yes.
Did y'all touch on any of that stuff involving the case? Did y'all talk about everything but the case?
Well, we had a preliminary discussion with him, and he said that he was going to be coming on our program to have a full-length discussion. That show will be coming up sometime in February. You know, I wanted to petition it around the time of the anniversary just so we can remind the family about the legacy of Trayvon Martin. He did mention to me before we left that he did not want to speak about Zimmerman during his, you know, during his conversation. So I respectfully respected his wishes, and I left it at that. Now, there, you know, during the discussion that we have on the radio or even prior to that, when I speak to him about the contents of our conversation, I'm sure that I'll be able to explain to him that the general public wants to know what his feelings and sentiments are about the increasing racial undertones that surround this particular case, how he feels about how it trivialized the majority of the country and pretty much divided people on one line versus the other, which we all know, you know, didn't start with Trayvon Martin. This is not something that Trayvon caused. It was always there. But he pretty much doesn't seem to be the type of individual that harps on that energy. This brother was very positive. I must say that, you know, I've not been in the position that he's been in, and neither has anyone that I've spoken to, so I can't say what I would do if I was in that position. What I can say is for someone such as himself that is in that position, he has an extraordinary way of dealing with it, a way in which I've never seen personally in my life, you know, and he deals with it, whatever his system of faith is, you know what I'm saying, whatever reaffirms him is very strong, because I felt a lot of sincerity coming from him, and I felt the lightness in him that I've never witnessed, you know, in somebody that has been dealing with a level of grief, you know what I'm saying, in a way that contempt and hatred take over people and break them down. This brother didn't have that. He was light as a feather. You know what I'm saying? He was very light. He was dealing with the energy of love. So people can take it or leave it for whatever it is that they want. They need to put themselves in his position to figure out how they will respond. But in terms of him and how he's dealing with it and his family, they're dealing with it coming from love, you know?
Okay.
That's the energy
now,
they're moving with.
Now, the other question that I have for you in regards
to brother,
the plug.
I want to say this. And I don't want to cut you, but we have a radio program that's about to start at 9 p.m. So
oh,
I got to call in. Yeah, and you're invited to come on as well. It's a summit recap. We're going to be talking about some of the very things we discussed on this program. I guess pretty much a continuation of the conversation. But the invite is open. Even if you stop by for a minute, I would love for you to share some of your financial information with the family, with the world, so we can broaden this message, get it to as many people and as many networks as we can, because it's vital, and we need to push forward and go ahead. I want to say thank you for having us here. It's been a profound opportunity. I've always, you know, I've listened to your show. I've admired the fact that you have been so consistent with your program. And to be here on your show is like living in a dream at this particular point. So I definitely want to say thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, brother. And I'll be right on over there as soon as this broadcast. I got 1 hour to go. And I'll dial in over there when you are, where you guys are.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
All right. Peace, man. Y'all take care. Okay, Moses, we back. And just heard from Red Pill, Blue Pill. They were down here at the summit. We had a good time. And if you're ever out wherever they are and they are bringing out and displaying the different stuff that they have, you need to check this stuff out they got. It's very, very interesting. Very some of the most remarkable pieces of jewelry and explosive information they have on CDs and DVDs and stuff. You need to check them out. Red Pill, Blue Pill. Okay. Now, let's get back into the financial aspect of this thing, and I also played that plug to show the importance of us setting up an economic base among ourselves inside the United States. And the way that is done is by individual effort first and then working as a collective, developing the habit of managing your money a certain kind of way. And what we are doing is we are imitating people who are wealthy, and we're using the same tools and the same basic modus operandi that they are using to accumulate wealth and to use it and get out of the taxation by simply doing certain things. What the wealthy do is they go from asset to income. But if you drew a line from the asset section around to the income section, you can put a little square on that line and act as a filter, just like a gas filter. It filters the gas that goes through the line. And what the rich do is they bleed off expenses by setting up a corporation. And you can tie several corporations, and you can tie this thing into a trust. That's simple documentation. Setting up your corporation on paper. Setting up your trust on paper. Filing these documents down, have it set as a record down there. Now we are ready to spend as much, earn as much money as we want, spend as much money as you want, and invest as much money as you want, and then you are taxed on what's left, not before. See, an average employee, when you get your check, you can look at your check, the government has already taxed you. He paid himself first out of your money. And if you count up the amount of income, the amount of Social Security, the amount of income tax, if you put both of those figures together, write down the figures and count it up at the end of the year and see how much money that he's got. He's taking that money and he's putting it in the asset section and moving it to the income section and just having a ball, because he's made it against the law for anybody inside the United States to pay themselves first. But what we're going to do is we're going to offset this thing by developing the same habit of going ahead, pay yourself first, set up your corporation, set up your trust, tie that corporation into that trust, and all this is done on paper, and start developing the habit of paying yourself and earning as much as you can, bleed off the expenses through the corporation. You got a corporation, you're no longer purchasing anything no more. Your name James William, James William didn't buy that. That's owned by ABC Corporation. ABC Corporation purchased that car. ABC Corporation purchased that house. ABC Corporation purchased that furniture. ABC Corporation purchased those groceries. ABC Corporation purchased those light bulbs, those staples, the staple machine, the paper, the pencil. Everything is purchased, what? Through the corporation. You don't own anything. The corporation owns everything. And when you do this way, now you run everything through the corporation, it's held by trust. So if we before the end of the taxing cycle come, you got your charity. You might want to give some money to charity and stuff. Have the charity people give you a receipt for your charitable donation. So these are the receipts that you give to the Internal Revenue Service that's owned by a corporation. You see. So what are you going to tax? very, very little or next to nothing, whereas the poor and middle class attacks before they ever get a chance to put anything into the savings. It's very, very simple. All we are doing here is developing a habit. Now, January the 14th, 2014, that's all we got to do. We got one sheet of paper, income, expenses, assets, and liabilities. That's all we're dealing with. Take the time, for those of you who want to set up your corporation, go over to www.newfreehelpgroup.com. You'll see a link there, talkarchives.org. Go ahead and get the archives. And your trust is there. Your expresses trust is there. Your common law trust is there. How to do your corporation is there. Very, very simple. All that information and the documentation is there, everything that you need. If your employee want to stop them taxes, go ahead and set up your estate. Go to the Human Resources Department. Give them your estate letter. Explain to them that you are now operating through the power of your estate. We want to cease and desist all income, federal income taxes and Social Security from coming out your check so that you can start cashing your check for the gross amount. Go ahead and pay yourself. Break yourself on off and get this thing done. 111, come on in. Area code. Area code 111, are you with us? Okay, anybody got a question or comment, go ahead and raise your hand. I will open up the lines so that you can ask your question. But that's the basics of what we're discussing here now, because we're talking about actually executing our system for the next year, or for the next few years, or for the next decade, because this is it. This is exactly what rich people are doing. They're paying themselves. They are setting up their corporations. Everything that they're purchasing is purchased by the corporation, and it just so happened that the corporation is being held by a trust. It doesn't matter what you purchase, what you're going to use any money to buy anything with, you're going to purchase it with that corporation. Okay? You're not buying anything. It's purchased through the corporation. Take your receipts, carry them home, attach them to your paper, and put them in your folder. Keep up with your receipts, because these are going to be filed in the name of what? A corporation. Whatever donations you're giving to the church, whatever donations that you're giving to the homeless, whatever you are doing with that money is in the area of donations is being written off as a expense. Area code 216. Tell me who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment. 216.
Islamo.
Islam, let me have it, brother.
All right. This is Brother Rosecki calling about the Cleveland, Ohio. I had a quick question about the, going into business for yourself, about the network marketing. Now, would that be, do you have to LLC that? Would you still file that, like, at the end of the year as a business?
Yeah. If you got a LLC corporation, if you got a, whatever type of corporation that's going to suit what you got, the best thing to do before making that decision on what type of corporation that you want is to look at the type of corporations that are available. Right there in top of the archives, if you got my archives, all you got to do is you got the entire Black's Law Dictionary there. What about $2,000-$3,000 worth of law books right there? Just type in LLC corporations. Or just type in the word corporation to give you a list of what type of corporations. Google them. Find out all the information of that particular corporation, what an LLC is, what it's designed to do, what you can do with an LLC. And then you look at what you got, what you already have, or how you got your life structured, and see if that LLC is going to fit you and what you're already doing. Or what type of corporation are you going to use and best suit you? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, that's good. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, brother. It doesn't matter what kind of business that you have. If you got a little small business, an idea, whatever, and you're trying to make you some money off of it, use it and get it get it working so you can generate your little capital. Then go ahead and start using the tools of marketing. You got the internet available. You can write articles. You got Facebook. You got Twitter. You need to hook up with all of these accounts so that you can take your product and service international. You want to get your business cards, like the brother was talking about, getting your flyers. You want to treat your business like a business. Because I think what happens is a lot of times we have what we think is a good, secure job. And we concentrate more on that job because that job is bringing in immediate income. And so we don't put a whole lot of effort into our own business and our own business ideas. We got to start turning that around. Because if you look at the situation that you're in, if you are in a job, if you don't own a job, you're in trouble. If that's all you got, you are in trouble. And you're going to discover that in the next few years if we don't grab a hold to the horns of this bull and turn this thing around. You got to be a employer slash investor. If you're a small business owner, you got to be a small business owner slash investor. You have to make your money make money for you. You have to put that money to work. If you're walking around in the streets with $600, $700, $800 cash and pulling it out, slodging, spending money, trying to impress other broke people, you are making a mistake. That money is supposed to be working for you. You got to put that money to work. If the money is working for you, you got a $20 bill in your pocket, you pull that out, you might want to make a little purchase, get the receipt, attach it to a sheet of paper, and it's purchased through the corporation. But that $800, $900 big load, that's been put to work. That's working. That's generating some more money for you. You see, we got a lot of people that's mentally trapped. I've seen people who are mentally trapped. I've seen people with thousands of dollars, but with a 50 cent worth of financial knowledge. I've seen men that were millionaires that have absolutely nothing to show for today because of their thinking. It's all about changing your mind and taking control of your finances through your thinking. When you get some money, when you get paid off of your job and you bring that money home, it is at that point you are faced with a choice to be rich, poor, or middle class person. Just through your thinking. If you're paying yourself and you put that money in the asset section, now you're thinking like the rich. If that money is coming in and you start paying your lights, your water, and your rent, and after you've been taxed and then trying to hold on to what little bit you got before you put it in savings, you're thinking like a poor person because the money going out the expense section. If you're a middle-class person, the money is coming in, you haven't made a choice yet, you haven't went to the asset section, you're going down You might have a mortgage, you might have a couple of cars or whatever, but the money going to, after you do all that, the money going to come off, it's going to go out the expense section, you see. So you're still in the same boat. But if you concentrate on a simple step, step one, choose whether you're going to be rich or poor. If you choose to be rich, then step two is to pay yourself. Put it in the asset section. Go ahead, set up your corporation. Do your trust documents. Tie that corporation or list it on that trust document that's been held by the trust. You can do a will. Put your will on file, on record. Make sure you got your little documents set up so you can operate. So when you get ready to do your taxes, you do them through a corporation. You tax after everything is over, after you've done all your investing, after you've done all your spending, after you've done all your donations or giveaways, and there's nothing left to be taxed upon. And this is why the rich remain rich, because they are taxed after the fact, and the poor are taxed before the fact and haven't figured it out. They haven't made the choice in their mind. And that's what this whole thing is about, choosing and thinking and having some financial literature. There's one other thing. In order to keep you plugged into what you're doing so you can stay on course, I recommend that you read at least one book a month, at least, on finances or how to get rich or other people who are rich or rich people who have written books about finances. You might want to read a chapter or two a day. It don't take a whole lot. That keeps you on course. Now, me personally, I like the works of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad. You know, I like that. That intrigues me. And this is where I got this information from. This guy's a multimillionaire, and what I'm most impressed about is the fact that he seen that they were withholding this information from people of color, or people in general. The rich were. And what he did was he came out and he said, I'm going to tell you what's going on. And I appreciated that. And I've been rolling ever since. And I want to pass this on to my people. Because you know how I am. Every time I get something, I'm trying to give it to my people so y'all can have it too. So that's what we're doing right here. We're just laying this information out and making sure that you guys got this information, okay? Y'all hold on for a minute. I'm going to take one break. Keep in mind, if you got a question or comment, go ahead and raise your hand. I'll open up the line so y'all
can get in. Most people in the United States today do not know that prior to the turn of the century, we had 95% of the people inside the United States self-employed. But immediately after the turn of the century, we got 95% of the population working for just 5% of the population who just happen to be rich. If you do not follow your own mind and your own thoughts, you will follow the thoughts of the man that followed his. This above scenario is a result of people not minding their own business. For a business of your own to mind, go to www.tahakapowernomics.net. That's TARAHAKA powernomics.net. Call me, Tahaka Manayel Bay, 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We get you set up in your own business so you can mind your own business.
Code 850. Tell me who we are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment. 850. Come on in.
This is Lamar. This is Bill Bay calling from Florida Territory. I've got a quick question
for you. Okay, what you got, man?
Did I hear you say to list a separate corporation when you set up the estate and then start working from the estate, right? But you want to list your new corporation as part of the estate. Is that right?
Well, what I'm talking about, when I mention the estate, I'm talking about people who have taken this powerful tool and want to use that, basically employees who just have a job, who want to stop the government from taking Social Security and federal income tax out of their paycheck so they can start cashing the check for the gross amount. You take your estate letter, do a few estate letter, follow the manual and stuff that's located right in Tarka's archives. Take that letter down to the Human Resource Department on your job. Get that done first. Okay, so now after you do that, you got your gross amount. Now we're going to take that paycheck, make a choice to start breaking ourselves off from what we got. If we've been grossing $600, but we ain't bringing home a $499, it's a whole different ball game now. So now we got $600 cash money, so we taking $10 out of every $100, so that's $60 we putting in the asset section every week. Okay? We doing that before we look at the light bill and water bill and the rent and all that. We just write asset on the envelope, stick it in there until we can get to the bank and then put it in an income producing asset situation.
Okay.
Got me?
Yes, sir. Okay, and Charlie, can I get you to go over that sheet again? I heard you mention about the income, expense, and assets column. Can you go over that real quick again?
Okay. You get a sheet of paper, and this is what we passed out at the summit, and this is the information that I put down at the summit. You can draw it up any kind of way you want to draw it up. It's just a single sheet of paper and a pen.
Okay.
Just at the top of that sheet of paper, write the word income.
Okay.
All right. Scroll down a little further. Leave you enough space to write the income amount in. All right. Then we want to write the word expenses. Scroll down a little further. We want to write the word asset.
Okay.
Scroll down a little further. Then we should be the shortest area of all, which is your liabilities, okay? Because we know the difference between an asset and a liability. Assets put money in the pocket, liability take money out. If I don't go to work, the question should be, if I stop working, will my assets feed me? And if I don't work no more, will my liabilities eat me? Of course they will.
Right.
So we want to list them and keep them listed on a daily and weekly basis. You take a sheet of paper. The way I do it is I keep mine for about 2 weeks because I just draw a line down and just carry on. You know, if I run out of space on one, I just start putting it in the other side over there and just keep on going. And I can look at my expense section to determine if I'm spending too much money, and I know to break that down, but I don't interfere with the asset section. I keep that going. And so that's the way you do that. You got control because you got something that you're looking at. You're on a mission, and you are working this piece of paper. So you are conscious, and you have developed these habits. So you're developing the habit of thinking and acting like people who have money. If you're going to have money, you got to start thinking like you got some.
Right. Okay, like you said, once you get a little bit built up in the assets, that's when you were saying, all right, now you take it. And I caught your last program when you said you were explaining about the banks where you set up your non-interest-bearing accounts. Like maybe, I think you said like two or three.
Yeah, you want to eventually get your four. You can get by four holding tanks, and you want to work with one, and you can go ahead and set up another. After you get that loan, you can walk around the corner and set up that next bank account and put them $400 in there, but go back to the bank and leave that in there. Don't even look at that.
Right.
Just put it in, just sign out from the bank examiner. If I deposit these $400 into a checking account, what type of checking accounts do you have? What is the highest interest-bearing account, and how is these accounts that you have listed? What's the best one that can do me the most good as far as generating interest? And, after you get that settled, then you open up that account, put them $400 in that account, go back to bank one and start making your deposits or paying off the loan that you got, okay?
Right. Okay.
And you just simply duplicate that process on around, and then that's where you're doing it. Because what you're doing now is you're not only bringing your finances into control, you're bringing your lifestyle under control, which breeds peace of mind and peace and tranquility. While a lot of other people out there that don't have this information, they're running with their head cut off. They're steady running. They're driving fast in traffic. They're running really all kind of carrying on, because they don't have any mental structure or no financial structure. They haven't brought their life under control.
Right.
Next question.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, bro. Anybody else got a question? Go ahead and raise your hand. We will open up the lines and see if we can answer your question right now. Go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll open up this line. Now, one other thing that I want to touch on is the importance of financial education, because that's one of the biggest tricks that has been pulled on us. They didn't teach us about money in school. Okay, so what we're going to have to do in order to have the glue that will cause us to have the stick-to-itiveness, because what will happen in a lot of cases when we are trying to bring our finances under control, which will lead to bringing our lifestyle under control, is we're going to run into people that's in our social circle that's out of control. And therefore, we become at risk of getting out of control when we start allowing these people to pull us over on their show, so to speak. They're out of control. They know that you're in control. You're trying to bring yourself under control, which automatically means that they BS is out. So to hold on to you and to keep you from getting too far away from them, because in a lot of cases they're depending on you to maintain their lifestyle, and they're already out of control. So you're going to have to watch that. You're going to have to be conscious of the people that you're dealing with. If you're trying to talk to them about being in control, and they're not willing to listen to you about being in control, and their lifestyle is affecting your control, you have a problem that has to be solved. If you got somebody in your lifestyle that want to borrow $20 from you on Monday and pay you back on Friday, you got a problem. Okay? That's somebody that's out of control, that's depending on you because they have expanded their lifestyle, which is out of control, to include you in their satellite. You got to stop that zero. If they ain't willing to listen to you, if you're talking to somebody about the stuff that we're talking about tonight, and you are actually doing this, but you got somebody that's telling you, well, I'm going to see how it's going to work out for you, but let me borrow $10. No. What I need you to do is I need you to show me what you're doing and what you done tomorrow, and when you get paid this week, I'm coming over to your house to see what you done with that paycheck. What you doing? And if you ain't done nothing, we got a problem. So we ain't got time. We're on a mission. This is serious. And if you don't change your lifestyle, they will come when you wish you will, wish you had. We are where we are in this life because of the actions we have or have not taken. One of the most interesting things that I run into on a regular basis is a person who wants me to give them a loan or give you something. And my question is, what did you do with the money that you had in the beginning? The next thing is, well, I didn't have any. Well, did you eat something? Well, yeah, I always give them something to eat. You know, we got to live and stuff, but, you know, okay, well, did you tell the person that you got the food from, that you spend your money for the food from, did you tell them that you didn't have any money, that they're supposed to give it to you free? You didn't tell them that. Did you tell the people that you bought them new shoes from, they were supposed to give them to you free because you didn't have any money? You didn't tell them that. But you came to me, and you want me to give you something free, and you didn't give your money to somebody else. Well, there's something wrong with that equation, you see. So your circle is very, very important. Your lifestyle and your social environment plays a very important part in what you're doing, because you're going to have to bring your social environment under control. There'll be a lot of people that'll be mad with you. He don't mess with nobody no more. He think he's because you're not allowing them to drag you down, because you're no longer allowing them or getting involved with their out-of-controlness, you see. So I'm just letting you know what's going to happen when you start bringing things in control if you don't monitor and control that social circle. whatever it is that you made up in your mind to do and to take control of your lifestyle, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to protect yourself. You're going to have to protect your children, your grandchildren. Everything is going to be have to be brought under control. Now, don't be alarmed when you discover that there are people right there in your own family that's out of control and leaning on you that you're going to have to straighten up. And this is just a part of the game. So I'm just putting this information out there so that you can be aware of what you're faced with when you're talking about straightening up and flying right, you see. So make sure that you remain conscious of that. Now, you're going to have to write this information down. That's extremely important. If you got your banks, if you don't have one, get you a sheet of paper, write down that bank, record the information, record the steps that you're doing with. Walk through that thing step by step until you get this thing down to a science where you don't need the paper anymore. You're able to do it right off the top of your head because you have developed the habit of the rich. You're developing new habits. You got to go through the motions. And just like in school, with reading, writing, and arithmetic, this is what you want to do. You want to do the same thing. And just because you are out of school, there's no reason in the world why you should stop using paper and pencil. You still have to do that. Okay. The call-in number for this broadcast is 310-982-4184. 310-982-4184. Go ahead and call in. Follow the props on your phone. We got 27 minutes left. If you have a question or comment, go ahead and I'll raise your hand. I'll open up the phone line so that you can get in. This is very, very valuable information. This is stuff that's been kept from us for quite a while. And we want to make sure that we get this out. Area code 720. Tell me who you are, where you're calling from, which question or comment. 720.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
I hear loud and clear, sister.
Awesome. This is Sister Zaria. I'm just chiming in, and I overheard you talk about something with an estate letter in order to take to the human resources for people that are working. I didn't get a clear understanding of what that was for.
Okay, now your estate letter, when you're claiming your estate, when you're occupying the office of the estate, it operates this way. The United States is a corporation, and the corporation holds sway over all property inside the United States, but your estate places you outside of U.S. corporate jurisdiction. So, which means that you're calling the shots once you occupy the office of the state. You're calling the shots on who can take taxes out of your earnings and who can't. So when you put your estate letter into place and bring that before your employees and give that to them, you take it to your human resource department. If you don't have one of them, you might have another department in there that you can give that letter to and explain to them, because we have a manual over there, right at talkarchives.org. We got your master library and the manual is in there. The estate letter is in there. Step-by-step instructions is in there how to do that, and which put them in a position to either follow that estate information or be put in a position to be sued, because they know they don't have no win, because they don't have any jurisdiction. You understand?
Okay, so should I call call you tomorrow and ask you where I go in the archives to look at that information?
Yeah. All you got to do is give me a holler tomorrow. I'll tell you exactly where to go and get it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace. All right. Erico 415. Tell me who you are, where you calling from, which question or comment. 415.
Skyler, San Francisco, California.
All right, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got a call a couple of days ago from an attorney who was dealing with an estate for my family, my relative. And I'm just, he told me that, hold on one second, I can hear myself on the radio. It's kind of disconcerting. Let me try and turn this
down.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, he was just telling me that, you know, the amount that I was going to get, he was going to take out the taxes before he distributes the money to the family. And I'm just thinking that I would prefer to get all my money without the tax dollars taken out.
Wait, back up. What did you do, man? You got an estate letter, right?
Well, you know, I didn't actually get the letter directly because the P.O. box they sent it to, I'm not at that P.O. box, but a relative contacted me through Facebook, and that's how I found out about it.
Okay. And
so
I did call the attorney. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell me what happened.
I called the attorney. And, you know, he gave me the details. I told him, I gave him a new P.O. box address, told him to send me his information, and he was trying to get my Social Security over the phone. The situation sounded familiar, you know, like something I dealt with when I was in real estate. You know, we'd be trying to pay people's taxes for them and whatnot, and I just didn't want that to be the case with me. I wanted to get all my dollars because I don't pay taxes. And today I got a call from an uncle who, you know, is involved with this whole situation, you know, who I haven't heard from in years, you know, like over a decade, you know, and he's just really trying to push. My uncle's an ex-con, you know, I don't know if he's got, you know, I was like, he bought the house, you know, and I don't understand why he bought the house. And so I don't know if he's got something, he's trying to launder money or, you know, I don't know what the situation might be, but, you know, I don't want to mess up his situation. Whatever it might be, I'm willing to just, you know, if you know, if I gotta not take the tax dollars, and so he could just, you know, be cool, then, you know, I'm willing to do that. But I just wanted to kind of check in with you and see, you know, how I might approach this, what I might need to submit to this attorney to make him comfortable with just giving me my full allotment. And that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, I say you gotta make him comfortable. You got a gun?
Nah, not yet.
Because you don't need him. What do you mean? When you're doing your estate, you don't need. See, you attorney. First of all, an attorney is a member of the bar. That's a foreign British corporation. His loyalty is to the court, number one, and then to the firm, number two, and the third is not to the client. If you have hired him to operate your estate, now I'm talking about an estate letter, okay, wherein we're going to enforce the authority and power of our estate outside of U.S. corporate jurisdiction, okay? We're going to put the Secretary of State on notice of the fact that we're occupying that office. We're going to put the governor of the state on notice of the fact that we're occupying that office. And we are putting the post, general post, on notice. Not the local post, but the general post on notice of the fact that we're occupying that estate. Okay, now we're going to take that estate letter, take it to our employee, and tell them that we're occupying the office and we're expecting no more taxes to be out of our check. Here's our estate letter. Here's copies of the fact that everybody's been put on notice and shall move. It's just that simple. Now, if you're doing this on Monday, by Friday, there shouldn't be any taxes taken out your check. And if it is, just say hallelujah. Go ahead and start doing you some affidavits, letting them know how much you're suing them for. That's all damages over to them. File it into the court record and place a lien on whatever you can place it on until they go ahead and give you money. But you probably won't even get that far once they smell that. But that's how you do that.
Is that something you make available for sale in your kit?
Well, the estate letter, the estate manual, instructions, all that's inside of Target's archive. One-time donation of $60 right there to ArcaArchives.org. You'll see it listed over. To Arca Archives Master Library. Yeah, all that's in there. Yeah. Your estate information is in there. You can do your will. You can do your set up your trust. All of that information is there. You got Black's Law Dictionary. You got etymology. You got your history, your culture. You name it. It's there. Video, audio, PDF, Word is all there.
Well, let me just back up for a moment. I just jumped right into the pool because this is my first time, you know, actually calling into a Blog Talk show. I've been listening to Red Pill, Blue Pill, KTL Radio for a minute, but I haven't chimed in. So just kind of nervous, you know, putting my voice out there over the airwaves. But I just wanted to say that I saw your video. The way I came and found you was initially Blue Pill, you know, posted something about Summit of the Moors. So I started really looking into it, and I wanted to make it, wasn't able to. And then I looked it up. I found the 2013 edition, and I saw your presentation. And I loved your what you brought to the table, the documentation, and then also your personality and sense of humor. You know, your put them on blast statement was quite enlivening. And so now that's what – so I had to add you as a friend on Facebook immediately. I was like, yeah, I got to get this program. So, you know, I just want to say thank you, you know, just for being one of the soldiers that's out here doing it. And, you know, we really need the help, you know what I mean? Like the last 3 years has been crazy, the stuff I've been going through, and a lot of it's been, you know, involved with the government. You know, I even had to go to jail, you know, just ride a bicycle, you know, just like just crazy stuff is happening. And, you know, they dismissed that case, obviously, because they didn't have one. But now it's some new stuff. And if I got time, I'd like to, you know, just really put something on the table dealing with taxes. That's okay with you.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, give me a shout tomorrow. And I'll see what you got, and we can discuss it. But tonight I'm going to leave here, this broadcast, and go directly over to Red Pill, Blue Pill, dial in there. And they want me over there, so I'll come over there and I'll talk with them.
Okay, yeah. So just the number that's available on the Facebook?
Yeah, well, my personal number is 904-303-9061.
Okay. Very well. So I appreciate you.
Okay, my brother. I look to hear from you.
Take care.
All righty. Okay, Moses, now we got 17 minutes left. Anybody else got any questions or comments, go ahead and raise your hand. I can open up the phone line. I need to know what's on your mind. If it's something you missed or something you want to get some more clarity on, now's the time to raise your hand, and I'll open up the line so that you can get in, okay? Now, don't forget, tomorrow night is wealth building night. I do a wealth building class starting at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call into that class. You can ask questions. We're going to lay out the information on how to make money, how to build your websites, all of that good stuff. 712-431-0000. That's 712-432-3100. The access code is 865-074, 865-074, and that's at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night on Wednesday. Also, Thursday night I will be on the African History Network show with Brother I am Hotep, so make sure you tune into that at 8 o'clock. Okay, that's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll be right there at Michael I'm Hotep. We're going to be putting some information out on that. Thursday night, the African History Network show, I'll be there. Tonight, after we leave this broadcast, y'all can come on over to Red Pill, Blue Pill. I'll be on there because they got some questions about the stuff that we offer, so we're going to try to put that information out so you can get that. And make sure you always have pencil and paper so you can write down this stuff. It's very, very important so that you can execute it. If you got it wrote down, you can do something with it. Okay? Now, I know a lot of times I don't mention the prophet, Novadru Ali, and one reason is I'm busy doing what he say do. I believe that we should put the prophet out front, and I got to do more about talking about that. But I'd be so busy doing what he say do, opposed to just sitting about around talking about what he said. Well done beats well said every time, and that's my philosophy. So don't think for one moment that I'm not a moral, that I'm not doing what the prophets they do just because I'm not. I don't mention him all the time, okay? But I'm busy doing what he said do, opposed to a person. You know, it's kind of like people. They go to church every Sunday, and they listen to sermons about what Jesus did and what Jesus said. But I'm like, this: how many of you are out doing what he said do? That's the way I look at it. I know it sounds like it's a simple thing, but it's true. You know, and that's the way I look at it. Prophet Nubrod Lee have brought some of the most fatty. A lot of us don't have no idea of what he has done for us, and we're going to expound on that and bring that information out to you so that you can become aware of it. I don't want to target this broadcast for constantly talking about all of the blessings and things that the prophet have said that we should do. I would rather be doing what he said do. And that's what I do here at Morris Talk Live 100. Okay? So y'all just bear with me on that. Okay? All right. Now, for those of you who don't have Tahaka Archives Master Library, you can get that one or two ways. You can go to TahakaArchives.org, and you can do a one-time donation of $60. That'll come to us. The automatic responder will come directly back to your email address. You have those two files down in there. One is simply a warning file. The second file contains your username and password and the actual link. Once you get in there, go ahead and bookmark that library, okay? Or you can go to TahakaPowernomics.net, sign up for the Platinum Matrix, which means you got your own business with a full benefit package. You go and look at that, and that's what you're going to market. That's your product. But by doing that for a one-time fee of $79.99, we're going to give you Tahaka Archives absolutely free. So if you subtract a donation of $60 from a $79.99, you've gotten your own business with a full benefit package for $20. And you're responsible for paying $39.99 a month on that. But I have yet to pay for it because I simply expose the opportunity to other people. They donate it. Go ahead and get it. They got their own business. $80 hit my account for referring that to them. And so whenever it comes time to pay for that, the money is already there. I don't have to take any new money out of my pocket to do that. This is a no-brainer. You got a business for $20. You got a full total benefit package. You got somebody that will come out, your car breakdown, they come out and tow your car in over 100 miles. You got a flat tire, they change it. Your battery dead, they'll give you a boost, whatever you need on that. Discounts on medication, discounts on emergency room, discounts, you're paying you up to $100-something per day for emergency medical room stay, and the list goes on and on and on. And that's over at www.TahakaPowernomics.net. And along with you getting your own business, for those of you who don't have that, you get the archives absolutely free. Area code 615. Tell me who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question, comment. 615. Come on in.
Good evening, Elder Tahaka. This is Brother Boomin calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, brother.
Good evening, sir. Yes, I have a question for you. Do you by any chance have any type of database, because I that involves people within the United States or wherever that that have franchises that we can link in with? Because I try to think about how we can possibly keep the money within each other, and I believe that's one avenue that we can utilize. So
okay, well, one of the,
back to my.
All right. Well,
say for
that,
instance, that, go ahead.
All you have to do is to link me in. Just have them send me an email to tahaka53@hotmail.com. I'll look at what they got, and we can establish communication and make sure that we're linked up and linked in and connected and in all kind of ways and connected to everybody else, too. That's how you do that.
All right. All right, I appreciate the work you've done. I appreciate all the help you've given me so far.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Just give him a phone number, have him call me, and we get it hooked up.
We'll do that, sir.
All right. Peace. Anybody else? We got 9 minutes. You got a question or comment, go ahead and raise your hand. And I'll open up the line so you can get in. I see Brother Pianchi is in the chat room. Call on in. Let me see what's on your mind today. All right. But, Mose, I want to make sure that you remain conscious of what we're doing going into 2014. Income, expenses, assets, and liabilities. Those are the only four. That's the basic foundation of what you're going to be dealing with right there. If you hold that as the framework for what you're dealing with, you won't be able to go wrong, okay? And if you're working in banks like we laid it out at the top of the broadcast, what I would recommend that you do is go back and re-listen to the show again so you can get this stuff down to a science and you can actually use this information to further yourself. Keep in mind that after this broadcast, we're going over to Red Pill, Blue Pill. The number to dial in there is 347-637-2135. That's 347-637-2135. Okay? That's at Red Pill, Blue Pill, KTR Radio. I'll be leaving here as soon as we're done here, and I'll be going over there, and we're going to be opening up some stuff on your driver's license, freedom of rights to travel, and all of that good stuff, and your mortgage and all that stuff. So he said he was going to ask me some questions in regards to that, so y'all can get over there and learn some of that stuff there and be able to get that information as well. Okay, that's KTL Radio, 347-637. 2135. Okay? And keep in mind, don't forget, tomorrow night, wealth building class. Dial into the wealth building class, 712-432-3100. Access code 865074. Thursday night, African History Network show. I'll be on the African History Network show. We're going to be dealing with the businesses and stuff that we have. And Brother Michael in Hotel, he wants to know about that stuff, so we're going to be right over there, okay? Make sure you catch that at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right? Okay. Mose, we're coming down to the close of the broadcast, and I have enjoyed you all being here. Okay, I see you, Pianchi. Okay, but anyway, I've enjoyed y'all being here on the broadcast. And so make sure that y'all stay tuned for future broadcasts. We're coming back again, and we're going to talk about these finances once again, okay? I've been your host, Tahaka Monte LB, and until next time, you all have a great evening, okay?